certainly happy to be here with you tonight in Norway.
Jeg glad for å være her sammen med dere i Norge i kveld.
I've already had a very agreeable surprise.
Jeg hadde allerede en hyggelig overraskelse.
I thought that Brother Johansen was about my age.
Jeg trodde at Per Johansen var på min alder.
And I was looking for a sort of a grandpa.
Jeg så etter en bestefar.
And here he's a fine young man.
Og her en fin ung mann.
With a lovely wife.
Den kjekke kone.
And five nice children.
And fem kjekke barn.
And then also see our good friends the Ways.
Og se moder Way her i kveld.
A very great affection for them.
Jeg har stor medfølelse for deg.
Perhaps you're not aware of the great service he has done for God.
Kanskje ikke du kjenner til den store tjeneste han har gjort for Gud.
No man has put tapes around the world as has this brother.
Ingen har sendt så mange lydbånd rundt i verden som denne broder.
And I'm sure he's laid up many treasures in heaven.
Og jeg sikker på han har lagt opp mange skatter i himmelen.
And his wife has been very faithful.
Og hans søster har vært veldig trofast.
Brother Branham often spoke to me about her.
Broder Branham snakket til meg mange ganger om henne.
And he said she was a very fine lady.
Han sa hun var en veldig fin kvinne.
And also happy to see Brother Kern.
Og jeg glad til å se Broder Kern.
He visited me in our home in Ohio.
Han besøkte meg i mitt hjem i Ohio.
And also his wife.
Også hans søster.
So we're not strangers.
Så vi ikke fremmede.
At least for a few of us.
I hvert fall noen av oss.
That is concerning the flesh.
Det ifølge kjødet.
And we're not strangers in the spirit.
Og vi ikke fremmede i ånden.
And if we are.
Og hvis vi
just a little.
Bare litt.
Well, I hope we're not strangers by the end of the meeting.
I hope I can be a friend of the number.
Now, I usually preach word messages.
Vanligvis så snakker jeg budskapet på ordet.
We just try to enter into the doctrine.
Vi prøver å komme inn på læresetninger.
But tonight I want to do a little different.
Men i kveld skal jeg gjøre det på en annen måte.
By doing it, we just may feel a little closer together.
Ved å gjøre det denne veien, så kanskje vi vil bli bedre kjent.
Every now and then, Brother Branham used to give his life story.
Han pleide å fortelle sin livshistorie.
The people loved to hear it.
Og folket, de elsket å høre den.
It was certainly a marvelous story of a man's life.
Det var virkelig en veldig historie om et manns liv.
Tonight I want to talk about him.
I kveld så vil jeg snakke om han.
And of course I must talk a little about myself.
Og jeg må også si litt om meg selv.
Because I was associated with him.
For jeg var sammen med ham.
So I trust you'll forgive me tonight.
Så jeg håper du vil tilgi meg i kveld.
If I do this.
Hvis jeg gjør det.
And then tomorrow we can start with the doctrine.
Og i morgen kan vi starte ved lære.
And I'll do my best to help you.
Jeg vil gjøre mitt beste for å hjelpe dere.
In whatever way I can.
På noen måte som jeg kan.
If you think it might be beneficial to you,
hvis du tror at det kan hjelpe dere,
then you may write questions on a piece of paper,
så kan du skrive ned spørsmål på et stykke papir,
and hand them in to me.
Og så gi det til meg.
I don't care what you ask me.
Jeg bryr meg ikke om hva dere spør om.
Whatever's on your heart.
Hva enn som er på deres hjerte.
I cannot guarantee an answer.
Jeg kan ikke garantere et svar.
If I don't know the answer,
hvis jeg ikke vet svaret,
I'll simply tell you.
Jeg vil bare fortelle dere.
If I do know the answer,
hvis jeg vet svaret,
then I'll be glad to help you.
Så vil jeg hjelpe dere.
And this may concern personal problems.
Og dette kan kanskje berøre personlige problemer.
And you may wonder what Brother Branham said about those problems.
Og du må undre deg på hva Broder Branham sa om disse problemer.
And if I know,
og hvis jeg vet,
I'll certainly pass it on.
Så skal jeg fortelle det videre til dere.
I'm very sorry that Billy Paul Branham cannot be here.
Jeg lei for at Billy Paul Branham ikke kunne være her.
But he had other commitments.
Men han hadde andre avtaler.
But he sends his greetings and his love.
Men han sender sin hilsen og sin kjærlighet til dere.
I feel quite confident.
Jeg føler sikker.
That he will yet come to Norway.
Og at han fremdeles vil komme til Norge.
He has never been in the Scandinavian countries.
Han har aldri vært i Skandinavia før.
And he wants to come.
Han ønsker å komme.
And I'm sure Sister Branham wants to come also.
Jeg tror at også Søster Branham vil like å komme her.
So you pray about it.
Så dere ber om det.
And it's quite possible that they may come.
Og det er mulig at de vil komme.
I also want to say,
jeg også ønsker å si,
I have a little bit of a tie in Norway. My wife's parents,
min hustrus foreldre,
came from around Stavanger.
Kom fra rundt Stavanger.
Her mother's name
Hennes mors namn
was Nessa.
Nessa var hennes mors namn.
And her father's name was Rangan.
Och hans faders namn var Rangna.
I think that means something about a rocking chair.
Jag tror att det nu är samma som en gynnestol.
I'm not sure.
Jag är säker.
But it's all right by me.
Det var rätt för mig.
He was a very fine man.
Han var en riktigt fin man.
I don't know. He never saw this message.
Han aldrig såg detta budskap.
Because he never came near it.
För han aldrig kom närmare det.
But he was a very fine person.
Men han var en riktigt fin person.
And he tried to raise his family for Jesus.
Och han försökte att resa sin familj för Jesus.
5 years ago we were in Stavanger.
5 år sedan var vi i Stavanger.
And it was certainly a great pleasure.
Och det var en riktigt hygglig.
For my wife to find the sister Larson,
till att träffa en syster Larson,
had been practically reared by the Nessa family.
Hade vuxit upp tillsammans med den familjen.
So my wife was able to visit some people in Stavanger.
Så min hustru var i stand till att besöka några folk i Stavanger.
And near there,
och near there,
who were her relatives.
Som var hennes familj.
And they seemed like wonderful people.
Och de såg ut att vara riktigt fina människor.
One of her cousins.
En av hennes syskonbarn.
Is preaches the gospel.
Är en förkunnare av evangeliet.
He also has his own business.
Han också har sin egen business.
And I believe he's apostolic Pentecostal faith.
Och jag tror att han är apostolisk pinsevän.
So we trust that he's been blessed.
Så vi stolar på att han har blivit välsignad.
By the little tiny message we gave him 5 years ago.
Vid det lilla budskap som vi gav honom 5 år sedan.
And just possible he'll come to see the light.
Och kanske han vill se ljuset.
I was also glad to see brother and sister Boroy.
Jag är också glad för att se bröder och syster Leroy. Leroy från Finland.
Yes, and I've known them through the mail for some time.
Jag har bekänt med dem genom brev för en tid.
And he's just as fine a man.
Och han är så en fin man.
As I thought he was by his letters.
Som jag tänkte han ville vara genom breven.
It's good to write good letters.
Det är gott att skriva fina brev.
But it's better to be a letter.
Men det är bättre att bli ett brev.
That is a good letter.
Som är ett gott brev.
I thank the Lord for the girl's lovely singing.
Jag tackar Herren för de systrarnas vidunderliga singing.
That's a song that I recognize from America.
Det är en sång som jag igenkänner från Amerika.
But I think they sang it better than they sing in America.
Men jag tror de sjöng det bättre eller gjorde i Amerika.
In fact, they do sing it better than I've heard it sung in America.
Det tipper att de sjunger det bättre eller har hört i Amerika.
So we praise the Lord for that.
Så vi tackar Herren för det.
And I think I'm going to praise the Lord for my interpreter.
Oh, you think there's a talk to heaven for tolking?
He sure sounds good.
Until so late too.
Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer?
Shall we bow our heads for
gracious, kind Heavenly Father.
Kära himmelske far.
We bow our hearts and our minds in your presence.
Vi böjer vår hjärta och vår tanke i ditt närvaro.
Approaching your throne of grace and mercy.
Och vi kommer närmare din trone av barmhärtighet.
And ask you to help us now.
Och be att du må hjälpa oss nu.
By giving the words we ought to say.
Till att ge oss de ord som vi skulle säga.
And helping us to stop saying anything we ought not to say.
Och hjälp oss att stoppa till att säga något vi inte skulle säga.
These mercies we ask in Jesus' name.
Vi spår detta i Jesu namn.
Amen.
Amen.
Our brother read from Matthew 11.
Vår bror, han läste från Matteus 11.
And I was agreeably surprised that he did so.
Och jag var överraskad att han gjorde så.
This is the story of John the Baptist.
Detta är berättelsen om Johannes Döparen.
Especially Jesus speaking about him.
Och vad Jesus sa om han.
And it mentions in verse 7.
Och det säger i 7 vers.
That Jesus said concerning John,
at Jesus sa om Johannes,
what went ye out in the wilderness to see, a reed shaken with the wind?
Vad gick de ut för att se, ett rör som svajat i vinden?
What went ye out for to see a man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses.
Vad gick de ut för att se, ett människa klädd i fina kläder? Se, de som går i fina kläder är i kungarnas hus.
But what went ye out for to see, a prophet? Yea, I send you more than a prophet.
Eller varför var det I gick ut för att se en profet? Ja, jag säger er, ändå mer än en profet.
For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee.
Ja, han det är skrivet om, se, jag sender mitt bud för ditt åsyn, han skall rydda din väg för dig.
Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding that he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
Sannly säger jag er, något större än döparen Johannes är icke uppreist bland dem som är fött av kvinnor, men den minste i himmelens rike är större än han.
I believe that these verses can be applied to Brother Branham.
Jag tror att dessa vers också kan bli överfört på Broder Branham.
At least in spirit.
iallfall i åndelig.
He was a man of the wilderness.
Han var en mann.
And he was a man who could not be shaken by popular opinion.
Han var en mann som ikke kunne bli berørt av populære meninger.
His mind could not be changed by men who talked to him.
Hans mening kunne ikke bli forandret av mennesker som snakket med ham.
It was not that he wasn't willing to listen to people.
Det var ikke det at han ikke var villig til å høre etter hva andre sa.
He was willing to be corrected if that were possible.
Han var villig til å bli korrigert hvis det var mulig.
But he was absolutely steadfast in staying with the Word of God.
Men han var absolutely fast i å stå med Herrens ord.
He was not given to indulging himself with fine things.
Han var ikke en som forsøkte å motta så mange fine ting.
He did not want to live in a luxurious manner.
Han ønsket ikke å leve i luksuri.
When other men around him would choose the finer things, he chose the lesser.
Når andre mennesker rundt han valgte de fine ting, så tog han det som var mindre ting.
He did not want money.
Han ønsket ikke penger.
He refused to take $1.5 million at one time.
Han nektet å motta $1.5 million en gang.
I met the man who saw the certified check.
Jeg møtte den mannen som signed some escape for den sjekken.
He turned $50,000 down at one time.
Han viste bort $50,000 en gang.
Another time $15,000.
En annen gang $15,000.
Another time just $1,500.
En annen gang bare $1,500.
But he was not impressed by money.
Men han var ikke berørt av penger.
He was a lot like John the Baptist.
Han var meget lik Johannes Døperen.
Because his ministry was so great.
For hans gjerning var så stor.
That surely from the time of Christ.
So ifra den tiden av Jesus.
There was hardly a greater man in existence.
Der var mest ingen større mann som eksisterte.
And we know that he was certainly a prophet.
Og vi vet at han var virkelig en profet.
We could say he was more than a prophet.
Vi kunne si han var mer enn en profet.
Because he was the messenger to this age.
For han var budbæreren til denne tid.
And since the message and the messenger are one,
og siden at budskapet og budbæreren er en,
then he surely foreran the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Han virkelig var den som forløp Kristi annen komme.
He was a very wonderful man.
Han var en vidunderlig mann.
And I knew him intimately.
Og jeg kjente han personlig.
I want to talk about him.
Jeg ønsker å snakke om han.
And to do so,
og ved å gjøre så,
I will go back a little in my life.
Så vil jeg gå tilbake litt i mitt liv.
I was saved when I was about 18 years of age.
Jeg vil si den tiden jeg var cirka 18 år gammel.
2 years previous to that, when I was 16.
Det 2 år før det, da jeg var 16.
My mother and sister and I were all poisoned.
Min mor og min søster og jeg var alle forgiftet.
It was evidently poison cabbage that caused us this malady.
Det var antagelig noe forgiftet kålrabi som gjorde, eller høvekål som gjorde at vi fikk dette.
But I have a very fortunate stomach.
Men jeg har en god mage.
Some would not think it so.
Noen vil kanskje ikke tro det er så.
But I do think it is so.
Men jeg tror at det er så.
It was easily upset.
Det var veldig fort til å bli oppsett.
So the poison caused me to vomit.
Så det at denne forgiftningen gjorde at jeg fikk det med oppkast.
So the poison was quite eliminated from my body.
Så jeg fikk denne forgiftningen ganske fort ut av min legeme.
But this was not the case of my mother and sister.
Men det var ikke tilfellet med min mor og søster.
And they became progressively worse.
Og de kom fort mye verre.
But they did pass the crisis.
Men de greide å komme gjennom krisen.
And my mother got better.
Og min mor ble bedre.
But my sister did not get better.
Men min søster ble ikke bedre.
This went on for 2 years.
Dette holdt på for 2 år.
Finally, one night the doctor stayed at our place all night.
En natt så sto doktoren der hele natten med dem.
My sister was turning stiff and cold.
Min søster begynte å bli stiv og kald.
Her body was turning black.
Hennes legeme begynte å bli blodig svart.
And we knew that she was dying.
Og vi visste at hun holdt på å dø.
Now, previous to this,
nå før dette,
I would say about a year or and a half before it.
Det vil si cirka 1.5 år før.
Our family was not religious.
Vår familie var ikke religiøs.
We knew no salvation.
Vi visste ikke om frelsen.
We went our own way.
Vi gikk vår egen vei.
But there was in our town.
Men det var i vår by.
Some women who prayed for the sick.
Noen kvinner som bar for syke.
They had both been healed of cancer.
De hadde begge blitt helbredet av kreft.
Under the ministry of Dr. Price.
Av forkynnergjerningen til Dr. Price.
And I said to my mother at that time,
jeg sa til min mor på denne tid,
Myrtle will not get better.
Jeg sa, Myrtle vil ikke bli bedre.
Until those ladies pray for her.
Intil disse kvinner ber for henne.
Now I was actually prophesying.
Jeg var virkelig profeterte.
Because I knew that was the truth.
For jeg visste at det var sannheten.
But don't ask me how I knew it.
Men ikke spør meg hvordan jeg visste det.
So as my sister lay dying.
Så mens min søster holdt på å dø.
It was perhaps that my mother remembered what I said.
Kanskje det var at min mor husket hva jeg hadde sagt.
And she said, "Would you care to go and get those two ladies to pray for your sister?"
Will you go up and talk to these two women and pray for your sister?
Now she did not tell me to do it.
No, hun sa ikke det skulle gjøre.
Nor did she beg me.
Og ikke spurte hun meg så veldig.
It was in a sort of a shamefaced way that she asked me.
Det var litt med litt skamfullt ansikt at hun spurte meg.
And I said, "Sure."
Og jeg sa ja.
So I ran down to get them.
Så jeg gikk og skulle hente dem.
And they finally came to pray.
Og de kom for å be.
And that night my sister was healed perfectly.
Og den natt, og den kvelden, så var min søster helbredet fullstendig.
Now I knew something great had happened.
Jeg visste nå at noe stort var hendt.
And I knew it was God that had done it.
Og jeg visste at det var Gud som hadde gjort det.
So I began reading the Bible.
Så jeg begynte å lese i Bibelen.
But it did not mean anything to me.
Men det mente ikke noe til meg.
So I went to the people who knew how to pray.
Så jeg gikk til mennesker som jeg visste hvordan jeg skulle be.
And not having heard sermons of invitation.
Og jeg hadde aldri hørt noen prekener om invitasjon til frelse.
I asked them what to do to be saved.
Så jeg gikk og spurte dem, hva skal jeg gjøre for å bli frelst?
So they gave me the simple word of promise.
Så de ga meg dette vidunderlige løftens ord.
And I prayed.
Og jeg ba.
And I believe my sins were washed away.
Og jeg tror at min synd var vasket vekk.
And I was justified by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Og jeg var rettferdig av Jesus Kristi blod.
I began trying to serve the Lord.
Jeg forsøkte nå å begynne å tjene Herren.
Though I wasn't too successful.
Men jeg var ikke så veldig successful.
Then as I was going to church.
Men som jeg gikk til kirken.
I heard a very fine minister.
Så hørte jeg en veldig fin predikant.
And he opened my heart to be more consecrated.
Så han åpnet mitt hjerte til å bli mer overgitt.
So I began to serve the Lord a little more closely.
Så jeg begynte å tjene Herren enda nærmere.
Then I heard a man who preached on the baptism with the Holy Ghost. And I knew this was something for me. So I waited upon the Lord.
So jeg ventet på Herren.
And I was baptized with the Holy Spirit.
Så jeg var døpt I den hellige ånd.
At this time I was quite fearful that I was called to preach.
Ved denne tiden så var jeg redd for at Herren hadde kalt meg til å forkynne.
And I did not want to preach.
Og jeg ønsket ikke å gjøre det.
I was glad to teach Sunday school.
Jeg var glad med å være en søndagsskolelærer.
And I was glad to act perhaps as an elder.
Og jeg var glad til å kanskje være en eldste.
I liked to do this.
Jeg likte å gjøre dette.
Because when I was filled with the Holy Ghost.
For da jeg var fylt med den hellige ånd.
The very next morning I opened my Bible.
Den neste morgen da jeg åpnet Bibelen.
And I read the same chapters I'd read before.
Og jeg leste det samme kapittelet som I Bibelen som jeg hadde lest før.
And I could not believe that these were the same chapters.
Og jeg kunne ikke tro at dette var de samme kapitler.
I said, where did this come from?
Jeg sa, hvor kom dette fra?
This is not the same book.
Dette ikke den samme boken.
It was brand new.
Det var en helt ny bok.
Even in those days I should have understood.
I de dager så skulle jeg ha forstått.
The speaking in tongues was not the evidence of the Holy Spirit.
At tale med tunge var ikke beviset på den hellige ånd.
But the revelation of God's word.
Men åpenbaringen om Guds ord.
And that is exactly what the scriptures teach.
Og det fullstendig hva ordet lærer.
And that is what Brother Branham taught us.
Og det Brother Branham lærte oss.
And we thank God for that.
Og vi takker Gud for det.
I went on trying to serve him.
Og jeg fortsatte å tjene Herren.
I got a job.
Jeg fikk et arbeid.
And I was glad to teach Sunday school.
Og jeg var glad med å være søndagsskolelærer.
And open a little work in the country.
Og et lite arbeid hadde vi ute på landet.
And get my salary.
Og få min betaling.
And diligently tithe.
Og gi tiende.
And testify and do what I could.
Og vitne og gjøre hva enn jeg kunne.
But I had a fear in my heart.
Men jeg hadde frykt I mitt hjerte.
And the fear was I had to go preaching.
At jeg måtte gå og forkynne.
Now you know what Brother Branham said about preachers.
Nå, det jeg vet om Brother Branham sa om predikanter.
If you are truly called,
hvis du virkelig kalt,
somehow you cannot help it,
på en eller annen måte så kan du ikke hjelpe for,
but you will fight against it.
At du vil gå imot det.
And I fought against it.
Og jeg kjempet imot.
But I was, so I made a little bargain with God.
Så jeg gjorde en avtale med Gud.
In those days I didn't know you couldn't make bargains with God.
På den tiden så visste jeg ikke at du kan gjøre en avtale med Gud.
I didn't know that he was sovereign.
Jeg visste ikke at han var suveren.
And that his word was sovereign.
Og hans ord var suveren.
And he tells you.
Og han forteller deg.
You don't tell him.
Du forteller ikke han.
But I was going to take a chance on.
Men jeg skulle ta en sjanse på det.
So I wrote him a little piece of paper.
Så jeg skrev på litt papir.
I will be glad to be an elder.
Jag vill vara glad med att vi har äldstebror.
I will teach Sunday school.
Jag vill vara söndagsskollärare.
I will be glad to tithe.
Jag vill vara glad med att ge tienden.
But I won't go preaching.
Men jag vill inte gå ut och förkynna.
And I felt very satisfied.
Så jag följde gott när jag gjorde det.
And I folded the piece of paper.
Så jag följde den med bedpapir.
And I put it away in a safekeeping place.
Så jag gömde det på en säker plats.
And I said, this is my contract with God.
Så detta är min kontrakt med Gud.
Everything is settled.
Ja, allt är nog färdigt.
But it wasn't.
Men det var inte.
The anxiety became worse.
Den følelsen kom ennå verre.
The fight against God became worse.
Kampen mot Gud kom ennå verre.
Until he took away my job.
Til han tog mitt arbeid fra meg.
He would not let me alone.
Han ville ikke la meg være alene.
And I cannot describe my feelings to you.
Jeg kan ikke beskrive den følelsen for deg.
If I try to tell you exactly, you'll misunderstand.
Hvis jeg forsøker å forklare det fullstendig, det vil misforstå.
But I hope you will understand just the same.
Men jeg håper at dere vil forstå.
With a fighting attitude toward God.
Med en kamp imot Gud.
With rebelling against being called.
Med det var opprør med det å være kalt.
I said, okay, if I gotta go, I'll go.
Jeg sa, hvis jeg må gå, så skal jeg gå.
And I hated it all.
Men jeg hatet å gå.
And the strangest peace flooded my heart.
Men den vidunderligste freden begynte å komme inn i mitt hjerte.
And with fear, I looked down the road.
Og med frykt så jeg ned veien.
Then one day I knew I must start out.
Men så visste jeg en dag at jeg måtte begynne.
Where am I going to go?
Hvor skal jeg gå?
I don't know.
Jeg vet ikke.
No place to go.
Det var ingen plass jeg kunne gå.
No money to get there.
Ingen penger til å komme der.
Not even a suitcase.
Jeg hadde ikke til og med en koffert.
But I knew I was going.
Men jeg visste at jeg måtte gå.
I told some friends of mine.
Jeg fortalte noen venner om meg.
They used to sell aluminum ware.
De begynte, de solgte sånn aluminiumsvare.
They had this great big old suitcases or showcase.
Så de hadde en svære valisen eller sånn koffert.
It was filled with aluminum ware.
Det var fylt med aluminiumsvare.
But she quit selling this stuff.
Men de kunne ikke få selvstoffet.
And she said, have you got a suitcase?
Men så sa hvis ikke du har en koffert.
And I said, no.
Så sa jeg nei, jeg har ikke.
I was very glad I could say no.
Så jeg var glad at jeg kunne si nei.
Because this meant I couldn't go.
For det mente jeg kunne ikke gå.
How can you go without a suitcase?
Hvordan kan du gå uten en koffert?
She said, I've got one.
Så hun sa, jeg har en.
She brought out this great big old suitcase.
Så hun kom med denne store gamle kofferten.
And I hated it.
Og jeg hatet det.
It looked ugly.
Den så stygg ut.
I would like something nicer if you have to go. You should go nice.
Jeg ville hatt noe penere hvis jeg først måtte gå.
But I took it home.
Jeg tok det med meg hjem.
It contained everything right down to the toothbrush perfectly.
Det kan ta alt det du trenger til med en tannbørst.
What an awful suitcase.
Hva en forferdelig koffert.
So I wrapped a cord around the suitcase.
Så jeg tok et bånd rundt kofferten.
And I said, I'll go down to the station.
Så jeg ville gå til stasjonen.
I went down to the station.
Jeg gikk ned til stasjonen.
And I met a lady who went to our church.
Så jeg traff en kvinne som gikk til vår kirke.
And of course I was kind of scared and bewildered.
Jeg var litt redd og forvirret.
Because I don't know where I'm going or how to get there.
For jeg visste ikke hvor jeg skulle gå eller hvordan jeg skulle komme der.
And she greets me.
Så hilser hun meg.
And in sort of a rough manner I spoke to her.
Så han snakket litt hardt til henne.
And I said, what are you doing down here?
Så jeg sa, hva du gjør her nede?
She said, I don't know, I just came down.
Hun sa, jeg vet ikke, jeg just kom her.
I thought, here we go again.
Så jeg sa, her går, nå hender det igjen.
She said, what are you doing?
Så hun sa, hva du gjør?
I said, I'm going away.
Jeg sa, jeg skal gå vekk.
She said, what for?
Hva for?
I'm going preaching.
For hva? Jeg skal ut for kunder.
She said, where are you going?
Hvor skal du hen?
I said, I'm not sure.
Jeg sa, jeg vet ikke.
But I phoned and the train goes north.
Jeg har kalt opp i telefonen og toget går nordover.
And I think I will go to a place called Red Deer.
Og jeg tenker jeg skal gå til en plass kallet Red Deer.
She said, have you got any money?
Hun sa, har du noen penger?
And I said, not much.
Jeg sa, ikke mange.
And in those depression days,
og i det var under den store, i 30-årene.
Her husband had a good job.
Hennes mann hadde en god jobb.
So she had some money.
Så hun hadde noen penger.
So she said, I'll give you some.
Hun sa, jeg vil gi deg noe. Jeg skal gi deg noe.
She gave me the large sum of $2.
Hun gav meg en stor sum av $2.
That is a large sum.
Det var en stor sum.
When you work about 10 cents an hour.
Den tiden som du arbeider for 10 cent i timen.
Not your $7-$8 an hour now, but your 10 cents and 25 cents.
Ikke $7-$8 i timen, men 10 or 15 cents.
So I got on the train.
Så jeg gikk på toget.
And I got off at Red Deer.
Og jeg gikk av i Red Deer.
And I met a little newsboy.
Så jeg traff en liten avisgutt.
And I said, where is such an assembly?
Jeg sa, hvor der sånn en forsamling?
I was looking for a kind of a Pentecost assembly.
Jeg så etter en pinsekirke.
And hardly anybody in that town knew where it was.
Och mest ingen i den byn visste vem jag var.
But the preacher had visited this little boy in the hospital.
Men den predikanten hade truffat den gutten i hospitalet.
So he showed me how to get there.
Så han visste mig vägen.
So I arrived at the door.
Så jag kom till dörren.
And very strange.
Och väldigt rart.
But this was the one night in the week they had services.
Men det var den enaste kvällen i veckan de hade möte.
So the preacher invited me in.
Och predikanten inviterade mig in.
And he asked me to preach.
Och han frågade om jag ville predika.
And that week.
Och den veckan.
The preacher had resigned.
The predikanten han gick av.
They were going to close the door of the church.
De skulle lukka upp kyrkan.
And just leave the work go.
Och just låta hela tingen bara gå.
The women had been praying that day.
Och kvinnorna hade bett den dagen.
And the men had been praying.
Och männen hade bett.
And as they walked down the railway track.
Och som de gick ner på järnbanelinjen.
Because it was winter time.
För det var vinter.
And that was the clearest track to walk on.
Och det var den bästa vägen att gå på.
They were talking about the cloud of fire.
Så de snackade om den eldstöten.
And that night I preached on the cloud of fire.
Och den natten så preached jag om eldskyen.
And God began blessing.
Och Gud begynte välsigna.
The other minister left.
De andra predikanten gick.
Devils were cast out.
The devils were cast out.
People were saved.
Människor var frälst.
Sick were healed.
Sjuka var helbredade.
The work began to get built up.
Arbetet började att komma större.
After some time, I left that place.
Efter en tid så förlot jag den platsen.
I went to a work that you might call a pioneer work.
Och jag gick till ett arbete som du måste kalla kanske nybyggararbete.
And it was very, very difficult.
Och det var väldigt vanskligt.
And the depression got worse.
Och depressionen blev värre.
And I was married by this time.
Och jag var gift på den tiden.
And we had a little baby.
Och vi hade en liten baby.
And now comes harder times still.
Och nu kom det ännu hårdare tider.
And the day comes when there is no food in the house.
Och dagen kom där det var ingen mat i huset.
And my wife said there is no food at all for any of us.
Och min hustru sa där ingen mat för någon av oss.
Now what are we going to do?
Vad ska vi göra?
I said we are going to pray.
Jag sa vi ska be.
It wasn't that she had no faith.
Det var inte att hon inte hade något tro.
It was just that her faith was weak. She didn't understand.
Det var bara att hennes tro var lite svag.
She said, "But we have no food."
Hon sa, "Vi har ingen mat."
I said, "I know that."
Jag sa, "Jag vet det."
We have to pray.
Vi må be.
And God sent the food on the table.
Och Gud, han satte maten på bordet.
We have to pray the food in.
Vi måste be maten in.
We have to pray for patches on our clothes.
Vi måste be om lappor på våra kläder.
But God never failed.
Men Gud har aldrig faith oss.
But the people in the town that were called Christians.
Men människor i den by som kallade sig kristna.
Did everything they could to destroy us.
Gjorde allt de kunde för att ödelägga oss.
They lied about us.
They lied om oss.
They tried to take away our converts.
De försökte ta väck våra nyomvänta.
Things got darker and darker.
Tingen begynte att bli mörkare och mörkare.
And very foolishly.
Och väldigt dumt.
I began to feel sorry for myself.
Jag började föla sorgmodig för mig själv.
I began to feel very critical about people.
Jag började föla väldigt kritisk mot andra människor.
I was critical about God.
Jag var kritisk om Gud.
I did not know what great thing He was doing for me.
Jag visste inte vad stora ting han hade på att göra för mig.
I did not know how wonderful it was to pray food on the table.
Jag visste inte vad vidunderligt det var att be mat in i huset.
I didn't know how tremendous it was for God to do it all for you.
Jag visste inte hur vidunderligt stort det var att Gud kunde göra allt för dig.
So I said I'll quit and get a job.
Så jag sa jag ska sluta och få en jobb.
So I quit and got a job.
Så jag slutade och fick en jobb.
This is the worst thing I ever did.
Det var det värsta jag någon gång gjort.
Because now my health began to fail.
Nu började min hälsa att svikta mig.
The money came in.
Pengarna kom in.
But that's no consolation.
Men det är ingen tröst.
I was in a terrible condition.
Jag var i en förfärlig tillstånd.
At the age of 14, I had contracted TB of the lungs.
Da jeg var 14 år, så hadde jeg fått tuberkulose i lungene.
For 8 solid weeks, I burnt and spit blood.
For 8 uger, så brente jeg og spytte blod.
But I was cured of the tuberculosis.
Men jeg ble frisk av tuberkulose.
But there is something peculiar about tuberculosis.
Men det noe rart om tuberkulose.
In most cases, it is not really healed unless it's divine healing.
I mesteparten av tilfellene så er det ikke virkelig helbredet uden at det er guddommelig helbredelse.
It goes to some other place in your body.
Det vil gå til en annen plass i ditt legeme.
Usually to the kidneys.
Mesteparten av tiden til dine nyrer.
Mine went to the pituitary gland.
Min gikk til en nerve her i nakken.
I was dying.
Pituitary.
It's a master gland at the back.
Oh.
Pituitary.
What is that?
Yeah.
Och det är en kärtel här i huvudet.
That's one of the master glands of the body.
Det är en av huvudorganen i hela legemet.
And with tuberculosis in that gland, I was dying.
Och med tuberkulose i denna kärtel så höll jag på att dö.
My mind and my life were so confused.
Min tanke och mitt liv, det var så förvirrat.
That the impact of what the doctor's clinic said did not bother me.
Vad doktorn på hospitalet sa till mig, det brydde mig ingenting om.
If he'd have said you had a bad finger, it would have been just the same.
Hvis han hade sagt du har en dålig finger, det ville lika betydde något mer för mig.
But one day I read a newspaper.
Men en dag så läste jag i en avis.
Or rather, my wife read the newspaper.
Och heller min hustru läste det.
And she mentioned that a certain man called William Branham was in Vernon, British Columbia.
Och hon sa att en man som var kallad för William Branham var i British Columbia. I Vernon, British Columbia.
And she read how that he was telling people what was wrong with them and they were getting healed.
Och hon läste att han kunde uppenbara vad som var galt med dem och människor blev helbredda.
Now, I'd not been preaching for about 6 years at that time.
Jag hade inte förkynt för 6 år på den tiden.
And I had not been going to church.
Och jag hade inte gått till kyrkan.
I was not happy about Christians.
Jag var inte lycklig om de kristna.
I was not happy how God trained his servants.
Jag var inte glad på den vägen som Gud tränade sina tjänare.
So I stayed away from it all.
Så jag stod väck ifrån allsammans.
The children could go to church and that was fine.
Mina barn kunde gå till kyrka, det var fint.
But as for myself, I stayed away.
Men för mig själv så stod jag väck.
When my wife mentioned concerning this man William Branham,
då min hustru nämnde om William Branham,
and what he was doing,
och vad han gjorde,
she said, "What do you think about it?"
Så han sa, vad tänker du om det?
I shrugged my shoulders.
Jag just lyfte på min skulder.
And I said, spiritists can do that.
Och jag sa, spiritister kan göra det.
I never said he was a spiritist.
Jag sa aldrig att han var en spiritist.
I just said spiritists could do that.
Jag bara sa, spiritister kan göra det.
I said, how would I know about it?
Jag sa, hur kan jag veta om han?
So he's there and I'm here, so what?
Så han är där och jag är här, så var det.
But he came to Vancouver, British Columbia.
Men han kom till Vancouver, British Columbia.
And we had a little girl working for us.
Och vi hade en liten jente som arbetade för oss.
For my wife and I both worked.
Och för min hustru och jag bägge arbetade.
And she was Pentecost.
Och hon var pinsevän.
So she was on fire to see this man William Branham.
Så hon var i fyr och flamme för att se denne mannen William Branham.
So she got my wife all enthused to go.
Så hon fick min hustru för lust att gå.
And they said, will you come along?
Så de sa, vill du komma med oss?
And I said, no.
Jag sa, nej.
Not in.
Jag är inte intresserad.
So they went.
Så de gick.
And my wife saw and heard.
Och min hustru såg och hörde.
And she was on fire like the little girl was.
Så hon var i fyr och flamme just som den lilla jenten var.
So she came back and began to tell me how great it was.
Så hon kom tillbaka och började fortälla mig hur stort det var.
And she said, I can't understand it.
Så sa, jag kan inte förstå det.
When that little man came on the platform.
Så den lilla mannen kom på plattformen.
He took a hold of the microphone on the stand.
Så tog han en mikrofon för.
And he stood on the edge of the platform.
Så stod han på kanten av plattformen.
And his feet were over the edge of the platform.
Och hans fötter var på utsidan av plattformen.
And he rocked back and forth on his feet.
Och han just bevägde sig fram och tillbaka på sina fötter.
Until he was way beyond the perpendicular.
Och han var kanske tyngdekraften ville skulle falla ner.
And he should have fallen over.
Och han skulle ha fallit över.
But he came right back.
Men han kom rätt tillbaka igen.
And he go right forward.
Och han går fram igen.
And he come right back.
Och han kom rätt tillbaka igen.
And he didn't preach long.
Och han tänkte inte långt.
But you should have heard it.
Men du skulle ha hört den.
And she said, oh, the miracle.
Och all de mirakler.
There wasn't anybody that didn't have a miracle there.
Där var inte någon som inte hade mirakel som skedde.
And then she told me about a fellow.
Så fortällde hon mig om en.
And he was a nice Pentecostal little preacher boy.
Han var en fin liten predikant, pinsig predikant.
And he was standing on the platform.
Han stod på plattformen.
And here came an epileptic case.
Och här kommer en som har epilepsi.
And Brother Branham said,
Brother Branham sa,
close your eyes in respect to God.
Han sa, luk deras ögon i respekt till Gud.
I'm going to cast this devil out of this boy.
Jag ska hiva denne djävul ut ur denne gutten.
And this young preacher did not close his eyes.
Och denne unge predikanten, han lukte ikke sine øyne.
And when the devil was cast out,
och da djävulen var kastet ut,
staticus epilepticus,
then epilepsian,
which means an epileptic attack that continues and continues.
Epilepsi, det är en angrepp som bara fortsätter.
It never ceases.
Det aldrig stoppar.
Struck that boy and smote him down.
Gick på den gutten och kastade han ner.
Brother Branham did not turn and do one thing for him.
Brother Branham snudde sig inte och gjorde en ting för honom.
He walked off the platform.
Han gick av plattformen.
And let him lie there.
Och lät han bara ligga där.
For 24 hours that boy went through epileptic fits.
För 24 timmar så gick denne gutten igenom epilepsiattack.
The human body cannot continuously stand the grand mal.
Det menneskelige legeme kan ikke ta så mange andre.
You would be worn out in hours, you'd be dead.
Du vil bli helt utmattet i løpet av timer og dø.
My wife returned the next night.
Min hustru gikk tilbake den neste kveld.
They dropped the boy in on a stretcher.
They boxed denne gutten inn på en båre.
I believe he was tied down.
Jeg tror at han var bunden.
Yet his body was convulsing terribly.
Men hans legeme bare helt så opp og ned.
That went through the song service.
Det gikk gjennom sangmøtet.
And the preaching service.
Og gjennom talemøtet.
Then Brother Branham turned.
So snudde Brother Branham seg.
And looked at the young man.
Og så på den unge mannen.
And he said, "Sir, you disobeyed me last night."
Og han sa, "Mester, du var ulydig mot meg sist kveld."
But because you didn't understand.
Men fordi at du ikke forstod.
And because your heart was not against me.
Og fordi at ditt hjerte ikke var imot meg.
You will be delivered tonight.
Så skal du bli frigjort i kveld.
As soon as he prayed.
Så snart han hadde bedt.
Cast the devil out.
Han kastet denne djevelen.
The boy rose.
Gutten reiste seg opp.
He ran and embraced Brother Branham.
Han rente og så omfavnet Brother Branham.
While tears flooded the floor.
Men mens tårene rant på hans øyne.
Well, they talked to me, I should go.
Så de snakket til meg at du må også gå.
Now one of my old buddy preachers came by.
Og en av mine kameratpredikanter kom.
That I had got out of the Baptist church.
Som han hadde fått ut av baptistkirken.
Into the Pentecostal church.
Into Pentecostal church.
From one harlot to another.
From en harlot til en annen.
He came and he said, "You ought to come with me."
So han sa, du burde komme med meg.
And you know how you can get embarrassed.
Og du vet hvordan du kan bli ganske forlegen.
You know, you just can't keep turning people down.
Du kan ikke bare holde på å si nei til mennesker.
Especially when you don't have too good an excuse.
Og spesielt ikke du har noen god unnskyldning.
So I said, "Okay, I'll go."
Så jeg sa, "All right, så jeg går med deg."
Well, here's the strange thing.
Så her den fremmede, den rare tingen.
That place was packed.
Den bygningen var helt fullstoffet.
I had no chance to get in.
Jeg hadde ingen sjanse til å komme inn.
But this fellow was an usher.
Men denne mannen, han var en som hjelpte til der.
And he pulled me by the hand into the auditorium.
Og han tok meg under hånden og førte meg inn i auditoriet.
Where several thousand were sitting.
Og flere tusen satt.
And he got me way up on the top balcony to back.
Og han fikk meg helt opp på galleriet.
But I could still see everything.
Men jeg kunne se alt det.
And hear everything.
Og høre alt.
So I sat waiting.
Så jeg satt og ventet.
Certain men came on the platform and talked a little bit.
Forskjellige menn kom på plattformen og snakket litt.
And I thought it wasn't too bad.
Og jeg tenkte, ja, det var ikke så verst.
Then this little man came on the platform.
Men da kom den lille mannen på plattformen.
And he had something about him that was different.
Men han hadde noe om seg som var annerledes.
And he said, "Now this is the last night."
Så han sa, dette den siste kveld.
"I will honor every prayer card."
At jeg skal be for hver bønnekort.
But he said, "Let us think of something a little different."
Men han sa, la oss tenke på noe litt forskjellig.
Now he said, "We'll put it to a vote."
Vi skal ta en avstemning.
All you who've got prayer cards.
Alle dere som har bønnekort.
Now you listen to me.
Og dere hører etter nå.
Bring me 24 of your worst cases.
Altså, bring me 24 av deres verste tilfeller.
And I will guarantee healing for everyone.
Jeg vil garantere helbredelse for hver og en.
Or you can all go through the prayer line.
Eller dere kan alle gå gjennom bønnelinjen.
Where 60% get healed for sure.
Hvor 60% vil bli fullstendig helbredet, garantert.
Now he said, "You with prayer cards alone can vote."
Dere som har bønnekort alene kan stemme nå.
How many have prayer cards? Raise your hand.
Hvor mange har bønnekort? Reis deres hånd.
They raise their hand.
Så de reiser sine hender.
You put your hands down.
De to håndene ned.
Now he said, "How many want to see the 24 miracles?"
Hvor mange vil se de 24 mirakler?
Now remember, they're guaranteed miracles.
De er garanterte mirakler.
Hardly a hand.
Så mest ikke en hånd.
All right. How many want to go through the prayer line?
Hvor mange ønsker å gå gjennom bønnelinjen?
Hands all over and up.
Det var hender over hele bygningen.
And you know how he would say it.
Og dere vet hvordan han vil si det.
So be it.
Så la det så skje.
He called the prayer line.
Han kalte bønnelinjen.
I was disappointed.
Jeg var litt jeg ble skuffet.
Do you realize what would have happened had 24 miracles guaranteed taken place?
Kan dere forstå hva som ville hendt hvis 24 mirakler garantert hadde tatt plass?
The newspaper reporters were there.
De avisrapporterne var der.
Clergymen were there.
Det var mange kirkefolk der.
Curious citizens of repute were there.
Det var mange nysgjerrige innbyggere som var der.
What headlines would have struck the world?
Ved hvilke store linjer i avisen det ville ha rystet verden?
It would have gone around the entire globe.
Det ville ha gått rundt hele verden.
24 guaranteed miracles.
24 garanterte mirakler.
But nobody wanted.
Men ingen ønsket det.
Let me tell you something.
Men la fortelle deg noe.
I believe at least 1400 went through that prayer line.
Men jeg tror at 1400 gikk gjennom den bønnelinjen.
And there wasn't one miss.
Det var ikke ett tilfelle som ikke hendte.
Not 60%, but 100%.
Ikke 60%, men 100%.
Every blind saw.
Hver som var blind, de så.
And he didn't just pray, Lord, heal the blind.
Og han sa ikke bare, Herre, helbred de blinde.
And then do this.
Og så gjør sånn.
He knew right away.
Han visste med en gang.
Take the case of deaf people.
Så tar vi et tilfelle med en døv.
I remember so perfectly a deaf man coming.
Det kan minnes fullstendig en døv som kom.
And he said, in the name of Jesus, come out of him.
Og han sa, i den Jesu Kristi navn, kom ut av ham.
He said, didn't go.
Det gikk ikke.
Didn't go.
Oh yes, I thought yes, son.
No, nothing that. None of that at all.
Han gjorde ingenting av det.
He knew it hadn't gone.
Han visste det hadde ikke gått.
He prayed again, in the name of Jesus, come out of him.
Han ba igjen, i Jesu navn, kom ut av ham.
He said, didn't go.
Det gikk ikke.
Then he stood back.
So gikk han tilbake.
Drew himself up.
Og løftet seg selv opp.
He said, he'll go this time.
Han sa, denne gang skal han gå.
I adjure you, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of him.
Så jeg kommanderer deg i den Herre Jesu Kristi navn, kom ut av ham.
Tell right away the man heard.
Han kunne fortelle med en gang at den mannen hørte.
Not one miss.
Det var ikke ett tilfelle som mistet.
Cripples like this.
Krøplinger som gikk helt fondet.
With the leg turned backward.
Med beinet turned on den gamle veien.
Going through that prayer line.
Gikk gjennom den bønnelinjen.
Suddenly, hold!
Plutselig var de helbredet.
A young man beside me grabbed me.
En mann som satt på siden av meg, han grep tak i meg.
He said, you know who that was?
Han sa, vet du hvem det var?
I said, how should I know?
Han sa, hvordan kan jeg vite?
See, I'm going to be tough.
Han sa, jeg skal bli tok.
I was being broken down.
Jeg holdt på å brekke ned.
I was crying inside.
Jeg gråt innvendig.
And I was still going to start screaming on the outside.
Og jeg skulle fremdeles holde på å skrike på utsiden.
Shaken from the top of my head to the sole of my feet.
Jeg var rystet fra hodet til mine fotsåler.
I was seeing something the ages had not seen.
Og jeg så noe som tidsalderen aldri hadde sett.
I said, how should I know?
Han sa, hvordan kan jeg vite?
He said, that's my Presbyterian preacher's daughter.
Han sa, det min presbyterianske predikants datter.
They were healed by the hundreds.
De var helbredet ved hundrevis.
There wasn't one person I know that wasn't healed.
Det var en person som jeg vet ikke var helbredet.
Well, I knew I had to go back preaching.
Men jeg visste jeg måtte gå tilbake og begynne å forkynne.
So I sort of dusted off the covers.
Så jeg begynte å tørke støv av Bibelen.
Put it back to get some more dust.
Og la det tilbake for å samle mer støv.
Bought a black suit.
Og jeg kjøpte en svart dress.
Preachers ought to wear black, you know.
Predikanter skulle ha svarte dresser.
You look more like undertakers.
Det så mer ut som begravelsesbyrå.
So I hung the black suit up.
Så jeg hang denne svarte dressen opp.
And I sort of went the way I was going.
Så jeg tenkte, skal jeg gå?
One day a man came to town.
Så kom en mann til byen.
He had been in Brother Branham's meetings.
Han hadde vært i Brother Branham's møter.
He had been an usher.
Han hadde vært en medhjelper.
He did not have a prayer card.
Han hadde ikke noe bønnekort.
He had terrible ulcers.
Han hadde harde mavesår.
He was in very bad condition.
Han var i virkelig dårlig tilstand.
Now as he brought a patient forward.
Så han tog en patient fram.
Brother Branham could have mistook him for a patient.
Brother Branham kunne ha misforstått at han var en patient.
But I don't think he really did.
Men jeg tror ikke at han virkelig gjorde.
He just put his hand on the brother.
Han la hånden på denne bror.
And he said, in the name of Jesus be healed.
Han sa, i Jesu navn vær helbredet.
And the fellow says, great.
Og mannen sa, stort.
Why not?
Hvorfor ikke?
Perfectly whole.
Han er fullstendig.
They set him on fire.
Det satte han i fyr.
I had known him for years.
Jeg hadde kjent ham for mange år.
He came to our town.
Han kom til vår by.
And he gave his testimony.
Og han ga sitt vitnesbyrd.
And of course my wife.
Og der ser min hustru.
She was right there.
Hun var rett der.
And she said, you've got to come.
Og hun sa, du må også komme.
And I said, no.
Og jeg sa, nei.
I am not coming.
Jeg kommer ikke.
And I didn't go.
Og jeg gikk ikke.
So he came to me.
Så han kom til meg.
And I said, oh boy.
Oh, you said, oh my.
That's all I need is that fellow to come.
I said, there are just things. There are denne mannen kommer.
I didn't like him too well, you see.
Well, jeg likte han ikke så godt, sier
jeg. Well, he was real nice to me.
Han var virkelig grei til meg.
Now, even a bad dog patted on the head usually is a whole lot nicer than he was. So I was a little nicer. I sort of warmed up.
Jeg begynte å varme opp litt.
And he began telling me how the Lord was healing.
Og han begynte å fortelle meg hvordan Herren helbredte.
And I knew the Lord was healing.
Og jeg visste at Herren helbredte.
Because some people I knew were getting healed.
For noen mennesker som jeg kjente ble lekt.
So I finally said,
så jeg sa,
will you pray for me?
Jeg sa, vil du be for meg?
He did.
Og han gjorde.
The instant he did, I was 100% whole.
I det øyeblikket han gjorde, jeg var fullstendig lekt.
Then I knew it was getting closer to going back to what I didn't want to do.
Så da visste jeg at jeg begynte å nærme seg at jeg måtte gjøre hva jeg ikke ønsket å gjøre.
So I brought out my black suit.
Så jeg tok på min svarte dress.
I quit my job.
Jeg sluttet mitt arbeid.
And I said, I'll go preaching.
Og jeg sa, jeg skal gå ut og forkynne.
Now when I formerly preached,
when jeg predikte,
I considered myself an absolute failure.
Jeg regnte meg selv for å være en fullstendig mistake.
It seemed I couldn't use my faith if I had any.
Det så ut som jeg kunne bruke min tro hvis jeg hadde noen.
To use faith, it had to be entirely supernatural.
Til å bruke tro, det måtte være fullstendig overnaturlig.
Like in this case.
Som i for eksempel denne sa.
I had a young friend that assisted me.
Jeg hadde en ung venn som hjalp meg.
He's a very nice fellow.
Han var en virkelig kjekk kar.
A very sweet young wife.
En veldig søt ung kone.
And she was to have a baby.
Og hun skulle ha en baby.
And of course her problem was so severe in carrying the baby.
Og hennes problem i å bære dette barnet var så store.
That they said either the baby goes or she dies.
Og de sa enten så kommer babyen til å dø, eller så må henne må hun dø.
Well, I felt very bad about that.
Jeg følte veldig dårlig med det.
So we were praying.
Så vi ba.
And we were, of course, praying in church that morning.
So we bar i kirken den morgenen.
And contrary to what is church order established by the prophet,
og imot den ordningen som ble etablert ved profeten,
we were allowing tongues and interpretation on the floor.
Vi tillot tungetale og tydning på åpent i møtet.
Since the light had not struck,
siden lys ikke hadde kommet,
concerning this subject,
når det kom til dette subjektet,
I know that God did not hold it against us.
Så jeg vet at Gud ikke holdt det imot oss.
So I found myself speaking in tongues.
Så jeg fant at jeg talte i tunger.
And I heard myself say,
jeg hørte at jeg selv sa,
I will heal Evelyn.
Jeg vil helbrede Evelyn.
And I got up looking kind of funny.
Og jeg gikk opp og følte ganske rart.
And I had to be honest.
Og jeg må bli ærlig.
I said, that sure was something different.
Jeg sa, det var noe annerledes.
Now I said, if that was God, she'll be healed.
Hvis det var Gud, så ville hun bli lekt.
If that wasn't God, she won't be healed.
Hvis det ikke var Gud, så ville hun ikke bli lekt.
But I said, I don't think I said it.
Men jeg tror ikke at jeg selv sa det.
So we went down to pray for her.
Så vi gikk ned og bar for henne.
And nothing seemed to happen.
Og ingenting så ut til å hende.
It was Christmas Day.
Det var juledagen.
So I went to where I'd had my Christmas dinner.
Så jeg gikk hvor jeg skulle ha min julemiddag.
In a short time the phone rang.
Og et kort øyeblikk så ringte telefonen.
And a strange thing had happened.
Og en rar ting hadde hendt.
Now I don't understand this.
Jeg forstår det ikke.
But she vomited up a yellow thing as big and long as a banana.
Hun kastet opp en lang gul ting på størrelse med en banan.
Their husband said it had a terrible, terrible smell to it.
Hennes mann sa at det hadde en veldig, veldig lukt.
What it was, I have no idea.
Hva det var, jeg har ingen idé om.
He never took it to a doctor.
Han aldri tok henne til en doktor.
But she was healed.
Men hun var helbredet.
Now that's very nice.
Det er veldig fint.
But one day a lady brought her little baby to me.
Men en dag så kom der en med en liten baby.
And I want to show you how weak my faith was.
Jeg skal vise deg hvor svak min tro var.
Because she didn't ask me to pray for the baby.
Og hun spurte ikke om å be for denne babyen.
She said to her little baby.
Hun sa til hennes lille baby.
And maybe if you ask him.
Og hvis du spør han.
A brother Vail will pray for you.
Og brother Vail, han vil be for deg.
But the baby didn't ask me.
Men babyen har spurt ikke.
So I didn't pray.
Så jeg bar ikke.
You know why?
Vet du hvorfor?
I didn't believe it to be done.
Jeg trodde ikke at det ville skje.
That's the absolute truth. And if you're honest like me.
Det er den virkelige sannheten. Og hvis dere er ærlige som jeg.
You'll know that you've been in spots too where you no more believe God than
I. At det har vært tilfeller for dere hvor dere har vært i samme tilstand.
And that did something very deep in my heart.
Og det gjorde noe virkelig dypt i mitt hjerte.
Because I knew I wasn't believing God as I ought to.
For jeg forstod at jeg trodde ikke på Gud slik som jeg skulle.
It seemed that my life would not produce the faith I needed daily.
Det så ut som at mitt liv ikke ville produsere den troen som jeg trengte daglig.
It could have, but I wouldn't.
Det kunne, men jeg ville ikke.
Now then, I knew I was going back preaching.
Nå, når jeg visste jeg skulle gå tilbake og forkynne.
And I said this to God.
Og jeg sa dette til Gud.
I will die, but I will not quit.
Jeg sa, jeg vil dø, men jeg skal ikke slutte.
I will have faith if it kills me.
Jeg skal ha tro, til og med hvis det dreper meg.
I will pray for the sick and they will be healed.
Og jeg skal be for de syke, og de vil bli helbredet.
And I was determined.
Og jeg var fullstendig bestemt.
Now in those days I did not know better.
I de dager så visste ikke jeg bedre.
I did not understand the truth of discernment.
Jeg visste ikke sannheten om discernment.
That's judging between what it is.
Til å dømme mellom forskjellige ting.
It is the gift that Brother Branham had.
Det var den gaven som Brother Branham hadde.
I did not know that he was the only one who possessed a true gift of discernment.
Jeg visste ikke at han var den eneste som hadde denne sanne gaven av discernment, bedømmelse.
I did not know at that time.
Jeg visste ikke på den tiden.
That anyone else trying it.
At noen andre som ville prøve.
Proved that he was false anointed.
Ville bevise at han var en falsk salve.
I was doing it.
For jeg gjorde det.
I didn't know any better.
Jeg visste ikke bedre.
It came to me in this way.
Det kom til meg på denne måten.
I was amongst people who were doing it.
Jeg var blant folk som gjorde det.
And in my determination to believe God.
Og med min bestemthet til å tjene Herren.
I began praying for the sick.
Jeg begynte å be for syke.
A lady and her daughter came to me.
En mor og datter kom til meg.
She had been in bed for 2 months.
Hun hadde vært i sengen i 2 måneder.
She was a nurse.
Hun var en sykepleierske.
Her husband picked her up.
Hennes mann bar henne opp.
Put her in the car.
Tok henne i bilen.
And brought her to our house.
Og brakte henne over til vårt hus.
There was a man who could discern there.
Der var en mann som kunne åpenbare ting der.
And he prayed for the sick.
Og han bar for syke.
And he said, now, Lee, you lay hands on and pray.
Og han sa, nå du, Lee, nå må du legge hender på henne.
And I laid hands on her.
Og jeg la mine hender på henne.
And a peculiar thing happened.
En rar ting hendte.
I knew all about it.
Jeg visste alt om det.
I told her all her conditions.
Jeg fortalte henne hele hennes tilstand.
I prayed.
Og jeg bar.
She rose up perfectly normal.
Og hun reiste seg opp fullstendig lik.
And that's after 2 months lying in bed.
Og det efter at hun hadde ligget 2 måneder til sengs.
And she went right back the next day as a nurse.
Og hun gikk den andre dagen tilbake og begynte hennes jobb som sykepleier.
It was at this time.
Det var på denne tid.
That I believe her daughter.
At jeg trodde var hennes datter.
Was entirely covered in vitiligo.
Var fullstendig inntatt med.
It's that scabby thing that come on your face, goes in your hair.
Some come up for it, answer.
And the doctors couldn't seem to help her.
Og doktoren kunne ikke hjelpe henne.
She was instantly healed.
Hun var også fullstendig lei.
People began coming.
Og mennesker begynte å komme.
And I wanted to get better at this.
Og jeg ønsket å bli enda bedre i dette.
So I was very happy to pray.
Og jeg var veldig lykkelig med å be.
And a couple more people came by.
Og et par andre mennesker kom til meg.
A man and wife.
En hustru og mann.
And too bad, but she was a preacheress.
Og hun var en predikant.
But in those days it didn't matter.
Men for den tiden så gjorde ingenting.
Didn't know any better.
For jeg visste ikke bedre.
But they could discern pretty good.
Men de kunne bedømme nok så godt.
And there's a lady in a wheelchair.
Der var en kvinne i en rullestol.
And her legs were all swollen up.
Og hennes ben var fullstendig opphovnet.
She's in very bad condition with dropsy.
Hun var en veldig dårlig dropsy.
Yeah.
Hun hadde så mye vann i beina.
And we were to pray for her.
Så vi skulle be for henne.
So I said to the two people.
Så jeg sa til disse to mennesker.
I said, you stand back and watch me.
Og jeg sa, stå der nå tilbake og så se.
I'm going to lay hands on her.
Jeg skal legge mine hender på henne.
And you check and see if I get it right.
Og der nå se etter og se om jeg får det rett.
Then I'm going to pray.
Og så skal jeg be.
And you can wait in if I can't do it.
Og der kan du hjelpe inn hvis ikke jeg kan gjøre det.
So they stood back.
Så de stod tilbake.
I laid hands on her.
Jeg la mine hender på henne.
Told her what's wrong.
Fortalte henne hva som var galt.
Then I made a little experiment.
Så gjorde jeg et lite eksperiment.
So I said to her legs.
Så jeg sa til hennes ben.
In the name of Jesus Christ, come down normal.
Jeg sa, i Jesu Kristi navn, kom ned og bli normale.
Her legs went, boom, boom.
Og hennes legger kom ned sånn, boom, boom.
Normal legs.
Forstendig normale legger.
I scratched my head.
Jeg kløp meg selv i hodet.
And I said, that's great.
Jeg sa, dette er stort.
It was not a part of me.
Det var ikke en del av meg.
It was though I was just standing there.
Det var bare som at jeg stod der.
I don't understand it even now.
Jeg forstår det til og med ikke nå.
But you see, it gave me greater faith.
Men jeg ser, at det gav mig større tro.
And when God saw my sincerity,
og da Gud så min oprigtighed,
He evidently encouraged me.
Så opmuntrede han mig.
So I went on the road. I went out preaching.
Og jeg gik ud og begyndte at prædike.
And I would invite the folk to be prayed for.
Og jeg inviterede jeg gav en bydel, så kom og vi bedte.
I would say to the people, "Come on up."
Jeg sagde, kom op.
And I will challenge you to hide from me what is wrong with you.
Og jeg kan bare prøve at skjule, hvad som er galt med dig.
And thank God.
Og tak Gud.
Yeah, I never should have done it.
Jeg skulle aldrig have gjort det.
But the Lord will help us in our ignorance.
Men Gud, han vil hjælpe os i vores uforstand.
If our heart is right,
hvis vores hjerte er ret,
until we know better,
indtil vi ved bedre,
and He would help me,
og han hjælper mig,
and they would come,
og de kom,
and God would heal them,
og Gud ville helbrede dem.
And I praise the Lord for that ministry.
Og jeg takker Gud for den gerning.
Then I quit the pastoring.
Så jeg sluttede at være pastor,
and began visiting churches,
og begyndte at rejse rundt og besøge menigheder.
And I went from British Columbia,
og jeg gik fra British Columbia,
which is in Canada on the west coast,
som var i Canada med vestkysten,
down into Bellingham and Seattle, which is in Washington.
Som jeg gik til Bellingham, Seattle, som er near Seattle, som er i Washington,
which is in the United States,
som er i United States.
And there God blessed again.
Og der Gud velsignede igen.
The people were healed.
Mennesker var ledt.
They were saved.
De var frelst.
And a man said to me,
og en mand sagde til mig,
Brother Bell, move down here.
Og kom du og flytte ned her.
I'm a contractor.
Jeg er en kontraktor.
I've got different houses.
Jeg har forskellige hus.
I'll give you the key to a brand new house.
Jeg vil give dig nøgle til et helt brand nyt hus.
And you can have it long as you want.
Og du kan bo der så længe du vil.
And I said, that's very sweet of you.
Og jeg sagde, det er virkelig fint af dig.
But I got no lady.
Men jeg har ingen ledelse.
So I stayed in Canada.
Så jeg stod i Canada.
And a wire came, a message came from Florida, United States. And they said, Brother Bill, come on down and be our pastor.
Og de sagde, Brother Bill, kom ned her og vær vores pastor.
And I thought that's very nice.
Og jeg tænkte, det er veldig fint.
But I don't know if I should go or not.
Men jeg vidste ikke, om jeg skulle gå eller ikke.
So I kept going around preaching.
Så jeg gik rundt og prædikede.
And God was blessing.
Og Gud var sikker.
I went to a town called Chilliwack.
Jeg gik til en by, som er kaldt Chilliwack.
There might have been a dozen people there.
Der var kanskje vanlig til 10 mennesker.
And six people came for healing.
Og 6 mennesker kom frem for helbredelse.
I'm trying to recall what all was wrong.
Jeg forsøgte å få frem alt som var galt.
But two had very bad colds.
Men to hadde virkelig harde forkjølelse.
Could hardly talk or breathe.
Kunne snakke, nesten ikke snakke eller puste.
One man had terrible heart condition.
En mann hadde en hard hjertetilstand.
And I believe another had cancer.
Og jeg tror en annen hadde kreft.
And so I prayed for the six people.
Så jeg bad for disse 6 mennesker.
Instantaneously, there were no colds.
Øyeblikkelig så var det ingen som var forkjølt lenger.
The heart was made perfect and stayed that way.
Hjertet var fullstendig lekt og fortsatte å være slik.
The cancer was healed.
Og denne med kreften var også helbredet.
And I was just happy to serve the Lord.
Og jeg var bare lykkelig med å tjene Herren.
I didn't know I had a mixed up ministry.
Jeg visste ikke at jeg hadde en oppmikst hjerne.
The discerning just gave great faith and I liked it.
Denne åpenbaringen ga meg så stor tro og jeg likte det.
And you could help people so much.
Og du kunne hjelpe mennesker så mye.
A girl came to me one time.
En liten jente kom til meg en dag.
And she had constant migraine headaches.
Og hun hadde migraine hodeverk.
Nobody can help her.
Ingen kunne hjelpe henne.
Prayed for dozens of times.
Hun har bedt for en par dusinvis av ganger.
So I laid hands on her.
Så jeg la mine hender på henne.
And I prayed.
Og jeg ba.
Nothing happened.
Ingenting hendte.
And the pastor said, Brother Dale.
Og pastoren sa, Brother Dale.
She's been prayed for a dozen times.
Han sa, hun har blitt bedt for så mange ganger.
And nothing happened.
Og ingenting hendte.
Maybe it's her lack of faith.
Kanskje det hennes svake tro.
Pass on to somebody else.
Gå videre til noen andre.
And I said, no sir, I won't do that.
Og jeg sa, nei. Det vil jeg ikke gjøre.
I was trying to learn something myself.
Jeg skulle forsøke å lære noe selv.
So I said, I won't do it.
Jeg vil ikke gjøre.
And in my heart I cried out to God.
Og i mitt hjerte så ropte jeg til Herren.
And like you see these flowers in natural color.
Og som du ser disse blomster i naturlige kolører.
Her skull opened in front of me in a vision.
Og hennes hjerne i vision.
And right in that crease in the middle.
Og rett i denne her fordypningen i midten
was a blood abscess the size of a navy bean.
Var en liten blodstørkelse på størrelse med en erte.
The minute that thing was cursed,
I det øjeblik, da Anna var forbandet,
she had no more headaches.
Så havde hun ikke noget mere hovedvær.
To this day, fine.
Til med til denne dag, så hun kunne stemme fast.
So you see, I was happy in this ministry.
Så jeg ser, jeg var lykkelig i denne gerning.
Wouldn't you have been?
Vil ikke det også have været det?
A failure before?
En fuldstændig fortabelse before. Før.
Go through such sorrow because you weren't obeying God.
Med at gå igennem så mye sørgelighed og med det at ikke det ville lide Gud.
Planning suicide because my nerves were so bad.
Planlægge selvmord fordi at mine nerver var så dårlige.
Then God doing this wonderful thing.
Og så Gud begyndte at gøre disse vidunderlige ting.
And I thought I was right.
Og jeg tænkte, dette er ret.
But I wasn't.
Men jeg var ikke.
That was not my ministry.
Det var ikke min gerning.
See, what Brother Vail allowed a folk for help.
For Brother Vail, han kunne ikke hjælpe.
That's not the answer.
Det er ikke svaret.
God tells us what to do.
Gud, han fortæller dig hvad du skal
gøre. Not we tell God.
Vi kan ikke fortælle ham.
So I was happy.
Så jeg var lykkelig.
I would go from place to place.
Jeg vil gå fra plads til plads.
And people rejoiced because they were being healed.
Og menneskerne de glædede sig over alle helbredelser.
Cancer disappeared before doctors' eyes.
Kræft forsvandt foran doktors øjne.
It was a time of great joy.
Det var en tid af stor glæde.
When I got this message, come to Florida.
Da jeg fik dette budskab, jeg var kommet til Florida.
And I was in a meeting in Washington State.
Det var et møte i Washington staten.
It was the town of Hoquiam.
Det var byen Hoquiam.
And the young preacher said to me,
"Og nogen predikant sagde til mig,
now Brother Bill, don't go down there.
Og så Brother Bill, ikke gå ned der.
We like you around here.
Vi liker at have dig rundt her.
And this fellow going to give you a house.
Og den denne mand vil give dig et hus.
Come on down here.
Kom ned her.
I said, I don't know.
Og jeg ved ikke.
Got no leading.
Der har ingen ledelse.
So the phone calls kept coming.
Så telefonkaldene fortsatte at komme.
And one day they said, make up your mind.
Og en dag så sagde de, nu må du bestemme dig.
Now, how do you make up your mind?
Hvordan kan du bestemme det?
It's simple if God tells you.
Det er lidt skudt for tænker det.
So I was with this brother again.
Så jeg var ved denne broren igen.
And I said, I'd like to go maybe, and I'd like to stay maybe. Don't know.
Så jeg sagde, jeg vil lige gå, jeg vil lige være her, jeg ved ikke.
So that night as I was going to bed.
Så den nat, den kvelden, da jeg skulle gå til seng.
I said, dear Lord.
Jeg sagde, kære Herre.
I don't care if I go down there.
Jeg bryr mig ikke om jeg må gå ned der eller ikke.
And I don't care if I stay here.
Jeg bryr mig ikke om jeg står her heller.
I just don't care whether I come or go.
Jeg bryr mig ikke om jeg går eller skal være her.
I really don't.
Virkelig, jeg bryr mig ikke.
Now I said, tomorrow morning, first thing, let me know.
Så jeg sagde, i morgen tidlig, det første tingen, at du må lade mig vite.
Next morning I woke up.
Næste morgen så vågnede jeg op.
I knew I was gone.
Og jeg vidste, at jeg skulle gå.
I went right home.
Og jeg gik ret hjem.
Went right down to the immigration office.
Og jeg gik ned til immigrationsofficen.
And I applied to go down.
Og jeg søgte om at komme ind.
They said, can they guarantee you salary or something?
Og de sagde, kan de garantere en løn for dig eller noget?
I said, I think so.
Jeg sagde, jeg tror.
They sent me guarantees.
Sent me guarantees.
But I felt led to go to this lovely brother who said he would give me a house to use.
Men jeg følte ledet til at gå til denne vidunderlige broen, som sagde, at jeg kunne få et hus.
Why, he said, sure, Brother Bill, I'll send to bring you down here.
Og han sagde, jeg vil sende, så jeg kommer ned der.
He sent them a sealed bank statement and then the account of his credit.
Og han sendte en nøkkelkonvolut med hvor mye penge han havde i banken.
They said, wow, he can take six men down there, you can go.
Han kan tage seks mænd ned der.
But they said, now listen.
Men jeg sagde, må du høre efter.
It's got to be passed on by the immigration bureau.
Men det må passere gennem immigrationsbyrået.
So don't make the mistake of selling anything thinking you're going until we tell you no.
Så ikke bestem dig for at sælge noget før du får greje på om du kan gå.
And a gentleman standing there said, yes sir.
Og den mand som stod der sagde ja.
He said, our Lutheran pastor's been trying to get down there for 2 years and he still can't go.
Og han sagde, vores lutherske pastor har forsøgt at komme ned her for 2 år, og han kan fremdeles ikke gå.
And I grinned and said in my heart,
og jeg tænkte mit hjerte,
I am no Lutheran pastor.
Jeg ikke nogen lutherske pastor.
And I am going down.
Og jeg skal ned.
See, God told me.
Og Gud har fortalt mig.
I knew it.
Jeg vidste det.
We began selling everything.
Vi begyndte at sælge alt.
And within 6 weeks,
og inden 6 uger,
as everything was sold, and the last thing was packed.
Og det sidste ting var pakket ned.
I had my permanent visa.
Så havde jeg min permission, min visa.
And I was going right down to Florida.
Jeg kunne gå ret ned til Florida.
I had a blessing time down here.
Jeg havde en velsignet tid der nede.
The Lord blessed with a good ministry.
Herren velsignet den gerning.
And we were practicing gifts.
Og vi praktiserede gaver.
Now I stand on the platform in front of the people.
Jeg ville stå på platformen i front af mennesker.
And I reserved to myself
Och jag reserverade till mig själv.
The ministry of watching in the spirit what the people needed.
Det jag ser i anden vad människorna trängte.
And once in a while, every Sunday rather, I would see it.
Oh, varje söndag jag vill se det.
One morning I saw in vision.
En morgon så såg jag i ett syn.
Some men snuffing a cigarette up behind their backs.
Som skjult en cigarett bak sig.
And I was stunned.
Och jag var helt överrasket.
I never smelled cigarettes in any of my people's breath.
Det hade aldrig luktat cigaretter på någon pusten av någon mina.
And I said, what goes on here?
Så tänkte jag, vad är det som pågår här?
So I said, God showed me that somebody is smoking here and you should stop it.
Jag sa, att Gud visar mig att någon röker här och du måste stoppa det.
And I found one of my best friends.
Och jag fann ut att det är en av mina bästa vänner.
Another morning I said,
en annan morgon så sa jag,
there's somebody here drinking liquor and you got your hands in a cash register, don't do it.
Och så sa jag, en annan morgon sa jag, du, där är någon här som dricker brännevin. Och du har din hand i ett kassaregister. Men du må inte göra det.
And a woman got mad and stomped out.
Och en kvinna reiste sig upp.
Next week her husband was in jail.
Och nästa uga så var hennes man i fängelse.
This was a common occurrence.
Detta hände många gånger.
Now, at about this time,
omkring på denna tiden,
a Dr. Paris Reedhead,
en Dr. Paris Reedhead,
and you've heard his name on the tapes,
och det har hört hans namn på ljudbanan,
came to see Brother Branham.
Kom för besök till Brother Branham.
He's the man who was confronted by the Mohammedan.
Han var den mannen som blev angrepet av Mohammedanen.
When he tried to tell the Mohammedan about Jesus Christ.
När han försökte att förkunna evangeliet för Mohammedanen om Jesus Kristus.
And the Mohammedan told him.
Och det är Mohammedanen som fortalte honom.
We've got as much psychology as you've got and just as much religion that you can prove.
Vi har så mycket psykologi som du har. Och lika mycket religion som du kan bevisa.
But he said, you claim that Jesus used to heal the sick and raise the dead.
Men det är det förkunnar att Jesus har helbredat sjuka och reste döda.
And you claim that he's alive.
Och det bekänner han är i livet.
Why aren't you doing these things?
Varför gör du inte dessa ting?
And he said, I hung my head and I shuffled my feet in the ground.
Och han sa, jag böjde mitt huvud och skapade mina fötter i stövlar.
This was a very consecrated, wonderful brother.
Detta var en verkligen fin broder.
He is a tremendous preacher.
Han är en verkligen stor predikant.
And a great man of God of great repute.
Och en stor man av Gud, en stor respekt.
But he heard of Brother Branham.
Men han hörde om Brother Branham.
And he went to see him.
Och han gick och besökte honom.
And he went to see him through a mutual friend, Brother Wallace Cobble.
Och han gick för att besöka honom genom en fälles vän.
Brother Wallace Cobble.
Brother Wallace Cobble.
Of the Church of the Open Door.
Av den menigheten, den öppna dörr.
Second Street South.
Second, on the street, sir.
Louisville. He had this interview with Brother Branham.
Han hade intervjun med Brother Branham.
And Brother Branham laid hands on him.
Och Brother Branham lade sina händer på honom.
That he might receive the Holy Ghost.
Att han måste motta den helige ande.
Now it so happens.
Det hände slik.
That an aunt of his by marriage.
Att en tante av han genom äktenskap.
Was going to our church.
Gick till vår menighet.
And she talked about gifts.
Och hon fortalte om gåvor.
And she talked about the good things of God.
Och hon fortalte om dessa goda ting av Gud.
And so he said, I'd like to meet this brother Vail.
Och så han sa, jag önskar att träffa denne broder Vail.
So he phoned me.
Så han ringte mig upp.
He said, Brother Vail, I've been hearing about you.
Så han sa, broder Vail, jag har hört om dig.
To Aunt Riley.
To min tante Riley.
Can I talk with you?
Can I snacka med dig?
I said, certainly, anybody can talk.
Ja, visst kan du till det. Alla kan snacka med mig.
So we went down and had dinner.
Så han kom ner och hade middag.
And we talked for at least 2 hours.
Och vi snackade på 2 timmar.
And I answered all the questions I could.
Så jag svarade på alla spörsmål som jag kunde.
And we talked about doctrine.
Så vi snackade om läresätten.
At the end of our conversation, he said,
på slutet av vår samtal sa han,
Brother Vail, I'm so glad to have met you.
Brother Vail, jag är så glad för att träffa dig.
I believe what you say.
Jag tror på vad du säger.
I am hungry to minister in gifts.
Jag är törstig. Jag längtar efter att förkynna gåvor.
But I want to tell you something.
Men jag vill säga något.
Had you not believed in the sovereignty of God,
har du inte trott på den suveräniteten av Gud?
I would not have given you the time of day.
Jag vill inte ha gett dig tiden för dagen.
In other words, this was a deep student of the Bible.
Detta var en verklig student av ordet.
And he knew the great doctrine of the sovereign power of God.
Och han visste om den stora läran över Guds suveränitet.
Which is foreknowledge.
Som är förutkänskap.
Election.
utvelgelse.
Predestination.
Forudbestemmelse.
All unto glory.
Til Guds herlighet.
As we were about to shake hands and say goodbye,
som vi tog varandra i hånden och skulle säga adjö.
He said, by the way, do you know William Branham?
Känner du till Bror Branham?
That sure sounded good.
Det hörde skottet.
And I said, no, I don't.
Jag sa, nej, jag gör inte.
He said, well, I do.
Men han sa, jag gör.
Would you like to meet him, he asked me.
Vill du lika och träffa han, skottet han mig.
Well, why did you ask a cat if it likes cream?
Hoppas skottet du en katt om han likte cream.
I said, sure, but how am I going to do it?
Han sa, ja, men hur ska jag få gjort det?
He said, nothing to it.
Han sa, det är ingenting till det.
You go to my best friend.
You go to min bästa vän.
Who is Brother Branham's best friend.
Som är Brother Branham's bästa vän.
And you tell him I sent you.
Och du säger att jag har sänt dig.
And he will take you right to him.
Och han vill ta dig rätt till honom.
I said, who is that good man?
Han sa, vem är den gode man?
He said, Dr. Wallace Cobble.
Han sa, Dr. Wallace Cobble.
Church of the Open Door.
Kyrkan av öppna dörr.
Second Street South in Louisville.
Second Andrew Street South Louisville.
Now, if you're just as stupid as I am,
just så dum som jag är,
and just as simple,
or just so enkel,
you won't make any phone call.
Du vill inte kalla upp.
You won't try to work a way out.
Du vill inte försöka att arrangera något.
You'll be just as foolish as I was.
Du vill vara så dum som jag är.
So we jumped in the car.
Så vi gick i bilen.
Away we go to Louisville.
Och vi åkte till Louisville.
I didn't know Brother Branham was there.
Jag visste inte att Brother Branham var där.
Had no idea he'd be home.
Jag hade ingen idé om han var hemma.
But he said, go to Dr. Cobble.
And I said, go to Dr. Cobble.
And he'll take you there.
Och han vill ta dig där.
So I went to Dr. Cobble.
Och jag gick till Dr. Cobble.
And Dr. Cobble said, certainly, Brother Vale, I'll take you to Brother Vale.
Och Dr. Cobble said, this guy, jag ska ta dig till Brother Branham.
Now this was on a Sunday morning.
Det var på en söndagsmorgon.
Now let me tell you something about Brother Branham.
Now jag nog fortäller dig något om Brother Branham.
He is very, very punctual.
Han är väldigt, väldigt akkurat.
He will not be made to wait unless it's impossible to be otherwise.
Han vill inte vänta på någonting utan han är nöjd till det.
When it's time for that platform service, he wants to be on the platform.
När det är tid när han ska göra plattformen, då vill han göra plattformen.
But that morning he was late at his own church.
Men den morgonen så var han sen i sin egen menighet.
While the congregation was waiting for him to come,
men församlingen väntade på han till att komma.
He was still outside talking to Brother
Neville. And
another brother I can't remember.
Now
let me tell you about his punctuality.
I worked with
Brother
Branham. And
he said, Brother Vale, you are the only manager.
Och han sa, Brother Vale, du är den enaste manager.
That ever put me on that platform at the right time.
Som någon gång satt mig på plattformen på den rätta tid.
And that was true. I also am very punctual.
För jag är också väldigt akkurat.
And he said, I appreciate that.
Och han sa, jag är tacknämlig för det.
So you know what I'm saying now? It was strange that he was outside.
Så jag förstår nu varför jag säger det var väldigt rart att han framdeles var på utsidan.
When we drove up, you could see that he was waiting for something.
Då när vi körde upp så kunde man se att han väntade på något.
Brother Cobble got out of the car.
Brother Cobble kom ut av bilen.
Of course, I got out also.
Och jag gick också.
He went over to Brother Branham.
Han gick över till Brother Branham.
And Brother Branham greeted him warmly.
Och Brother Branham hälsade han varmt.
And Brother Cobble said to Brother Branham,
Brother Cobble sa till Brother Branham,
this is Reverend Lee Vale.
Detta är Reverend Lee Vale.
He is a good friend of Dr. Paris Reedhead.
Han är en god vän av Dr. Paris Reedhead.
He has come to me at Dr. Reedhead's request.
Han har kommit till mig under förespråkning från Dr. Reedhead.
That I bring him to you.
Att jag bringer han till dig.
He would like an interview.
Han vill inte intervju med dig.
Now, I don't know if you know very much about Brother Branham.
Nå vet jag inte om det vet något om Brother Branham.
But you just don't get interviewed.
Men det är inte lättare för intervju.
You put your name on a list.
Du måste sätta ditt namn på en lista.
You may wait for months.
Du måste kanske vänta på många månader. Kanske årvis.
But he smiled and said.
Men han smilte och sa.
Certainly, Brother Vale.
Och han sa, jag visst, Brother Vale.
Now remember, I didn't even know he'd be home.
Nå huska, jag visste inte engang att han var hemma.
But it was squirrel hunting season.
För det var squirrel hunting jakttid.
And he was home to hunt.
So han var hemma för att gå på jakt.
He said, I'll be glad to see you tomorrow.
Så han sa, jag vill vara glad för att träffa dig imorgon.
I will be hunting until noon.
Jag ska gå på jakt till middagstid.
And then you will come and see me.
Och då kan du komma och se mig.
And I was very happy.
Så jag var väldigt glad.
I didn't understand.
Jag förstod inte.
When I got to his house,
då jag kom till hans hus,
I had to wait about an hour.
Så måste jag vänta omkring en timme.
And then he came to the door.
Och så kom han till dörren.
Dressed immaculately.
Just klädd allmänligt.
And very warmly.
Och väldigt varmt.
Shook my hand.
Tog mig handen.
And he said, Brother Dale.
Han sa, Broder Dale.
I saw you coming.
Han sa, Broder Dale, jag såg att du kom.
Now hold it.
Stopp det.
He didn't see me coming that minute.
Han såg inte det kom det minuter.
He knew I was coming.
Han visste att jag var kommit.
He saw me coming from West Palm Beach.
Han såg att jag kom från West Palm Beach, Florida.
Now I'm going to tell you why he saw me coming.
Nu ska jag säga varför han såg att jag kom.
As I told you before that I used to view the audience to see what was happening.
Som jag fortalte dig förr att jag såg på församlingen för att se vad som hände.
Prophecy came forth on many occasions and was never wrong.
Profetior kom med många tillfällen och det var aldrig galt.
One morning I prophesied.
En morgon så profeterade jag.
And these are the exact words that I said.
Och dessa är de akkurata ord som
jag sa. Behold, I send my prophet out of the north.
Behold, jag sänder min profet från norden.
And he will teach the things of the people. Pardon, he will teach the people the things they ought to know.
Och han vill lära folkene vad de skulle känna till.
And I said to the people.
Och jag sa till folket.
You heard what I said.
Jag har hört vad jag sa.
I said, that's strange.
Han sa, det är rart.
And I said, I don't know any prophet.
Han sa, jag känner ingen profet.
Now they tell me there's a fellow named Nicholson in Sweden.
Men de säger att det är en som vi kallar för Nicholas i Sverige.
That's north of us.
Det är nu för oss.
They tell me he can go to Denmark and speak in Danish, not knowing what he says.
You see, han kan gå till Danmark och snacka dansk utan att veta vad han skall säga.
And he can go to London and talk English, not knowing what he's saying.
Han kan gå till London och snacka engelsk och inte veta vad han säger.
And they call him a prophet.
De kallar han för en profet.
And maybe he's going to come.
Kanske han kommer här.
I don't know any prophet.
Så sa jag, jag vet inte. Jag är ingen profet.
But I said, I know this one thing.
Men jag vet en ting.
If I said it, there's no prophet coming.
Så hvis jeg sa det, så kommer der ikke en profet.
But if God said it, a prophet's gonna come here and teach us.
Men hvis Gud sa det, så vil der komme en profet her og lære os.
Now, I don't know where north is here, but north is north.
Men jeg vet ikke hvor nord vil blive her, men nord det er nord.
I came in such a corkscrew way I couldn't tell. There's only two directions, up and down, I know.
Ja, der bare to retninger her op og ned, men jeg kan ikke se nord.
But I knew where north of Florida was.
Men jeg vet nu fra Florida hvor det
er. But I didn't know that God was talking about Jeffersonville.
Men jeg vidste ikke at Gud talte om Jeffersonville.
So the prophet said, Come in, Brother Vale. I saw you coming.
Så jeg så at du kom.
Now I'm going to tell you something I don't like to tell people.
Nå skal jeg fortælle dig noget, som jeg ikke liker at sige til folk.
Because people think I might be talking as though I'm smart.
For kanskje noen tror det snakker for det som jeg skal være smart.
Some kind of person you ought to admire.
Eller en slags person som du skulle se opp til.
But as God is my witness, he said these words and they're in the Bible.
And som Gud er mitt vittne, så sa han disse ord som er i Bibelen.
There's a flame of fire over your head.
Han sa, det er en eldflamme over i hodet.
And it's called the spirit of prophecy.
Og det er kalt ånden av profeti.
And this is found in the book of Revelation.
Og det er fant i Åpenbaringens bok.
And very strangely, in the 10th verse.
What chapter is it?
19th chapter.
Det 19. kapittel og 10. verse.
And he said unto me, I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said to me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Og jeg fant ned for hans fødder for å tilbe ham, og han sier til meg, var deg for det, for jeg din og dine brødres medtjener, de som har Jesu vitnesbyrd. Gud skal du tilbede, for Jesu vitnesbyrd er profetordets ånd.
The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
Ånden af profeti er vitnesbyrdet om Jesus.
This does not make me unique.
Det gjør ikke meg til noe spesielt.
This does not make me a leader.
Det gjør ikke meg til en leder.
This does not make me an authority.
Det gjør ikke meg til en autoritet.
I believe that everybody that believes this message,
jeg tror at hver som tror dette budskap,
and believes it right,
og tror det rett,
is because of that same spirit of prophecy.
är på den grunden av samma ånd och profeti.
That reveals Jesus Christ.
Som uppenbarar Jesus Kristus.
Who is that word?
Som är det ordet.
And will neither add nor take one word.
Som icke vill ta bort eller lägga till ett ord.
That is what he told me.
Det är vad han sa till mig.
Now listen.
Correcto.
William Branham's ministry paralleled Jesus Christ exactly.
William Branham's yearning, then go parallel with Jesus Christ.
And
Jesus Christ will stand it.
And when you were in his presence,
this year had worked in his nerve.
You acted as many people acted in the presence of Jesus.
Du uppförde dig som många uppförde sig i Jesus Kristi nerve.
Both Jesus and William Branham would say things.
Jesus Kristus och William Branham, de ville se ting.
And you could hear them.
Och du kunde höra dem.
But you didn't dare ask a question.
Men du törde inte spåra spörsmål.
You couldn't do it.
Du kunde inte göra det.
Your mouth was sealed.
Din mun var lukket.
There was a strange power about it.
Da var en kraft med ham.
I was confused to hear him say it.
Jeg var helt forvirret til å høre han si dette.
It bewildered me.
Det forvirret meg.
But he was so gracious and so sweet as I came in.
Men han var så fin og varm.
He sat me down in a comfortable chair.
Han satte meg ned i en god stol.
And we began to talk.
Og vi begynte å samtale.
He asked me where I was formerly from.
Han spurte hvor jeg kom ifra.
I told him Canada.
Og jeg sa Canada.
He told me how he loved Canada.
Og han fortalte hvorledes han elsket Canada.
How unspoiled it was.
Hvordan uberørt det var.
And how natural.
Og naturlig.
Then we went to talking about the things of God.
Så begynte vi å snakke om tingene av Gud.
And we mentioned that there was one God.
Og vi nevnte at det var bare en Gud.
That his name was the Lord Jesus Christ.
Og navnet var Herre Jesus Kristus.
That water baptism in Jesus' name was correct.
At vanndåpen i Jesu Kristi navn var rett.
We talked about the sovereignty of God.
Vi snakket om Guds suverenitet.
And I didn't know he believed that.
Jeg visste ikke han trodde det.
But he told me about predestination.
Og han fortalte meg om utvelgelse.
And we went from point to point.
Og vi gikk fra poeng til poeng.
Now you've got to know me to know my nature.
Nå, dere må kjenne meg for å forstå min natur.
I can be sort of silly, but I don't mean to be.
Jeg kan samtidig virke litt dum, men jeg mener ikke å være det.
I get all tickled inside about things.
Ja, jeg helt litt opprørt samtidig inn i siden om ting.
And the more he talked about these strange doctrines that I believe,
og det mer han snakket om disse læresetninger som også jeg betrodde på,
and the most people are scared to death of,
som mest folk er redd for,
I just got feeling so good inside. You know,
jeg følte så godt på innsida.
Happy and funny like.
Lykkelig og litt grann sånn lykkelig.
So I thought, I'm just gonna see how far I can go.
Så jeg tenkte, jeg skal se hvor langt jeg kan gå.
And this is a tough one.
Dette en tough thing.
I said, Brother Branham.
Jeg sa, Brother Branham.
Furthermore, I do not believe in an eternal hell where people breathe forever.
Jeg sa, Brother Branham. Jeg tror ikke at det er et evig helvede hvor mennesker brenner for evig.
I wanted to get his reaction.
Jeg skulle se hvordan han reagerte på det.
He said, certainly, Brother Dale.
Han sa, det er sant, Brother Dale.
They cannot burn eternally.
De kan ikke brenne evig.
Because hell is created.
Han sa, helvede er skapt.
And one day must end.
Og en dag må han ende.
Well, you just can't understand how I felt.
Jeg kan ikke forstå hvordan jeg følte.
Here is this tremendous, tremendous person.
Her er denne virkelig store person.
There's nobody like him.
Der ingen lik han.
I don't care where you go.
Jeg bryr meg ikke om hvor jeg går.
This man is sensational.
Denne mannen helt sensasjonell.
Let me tell you about William Branham in my own words.
La meg fortelle deg om William Branham på min egen ord.
I believe.
Jeg tror.
That he was the closest thing.
At han var den nærmeste ting.
To what a man will be like in the millennium.
Til hvordan et menneske vil bli i tusenårsriket.
Now I hope that sunk in.
I hope at det gikk inn.
I was in his presence.
Jeg var i hans nærvær.
This great, wonderful person of God.
Denne store, vidunderlige personen av Gud.
And here we were agreeing on doctrine.
Og her vi var enige om forskjellige læresetninger.
And I thought how strange it is.
Og jeg tenkte, dette var rart.
This man believes these things.
Denne mannen, han tror disse ting.
When the so-called great people don't believe it.
Når disse andre som kaller det store folk ikke tror på det.
And I was astounded.
Og jeg var helt overrasket.
I was astounded at his presence.
Jeg var overrasket ved å være i hans nærvær.
He was so sweet and so gracious.
Han var så fin og så vennlig mot meg.
Here is a man who could say to the chandelier.
Her en mann som kan si til lysene,
swing to the right.
Beveg deg til høyre.
And it swung.
Det var en svær lysekrone, og den svang. Stopp.
And it stopped.
Og den stoppte.
Swing to the left.
Begynn å beveg deg til venstre.
And it swung to the left.
Og den svingte til venstre.
Stopp. And it stopped.
Og den stoppte.
Reach in an empty pocket.
Han tog hånden ned i en tom lomme.
Pull out a piece of money.
Og tog ud en money.
Yes.
Oh, I'm
here to test your spirit.
So jeg skal for
I'm
for
preacher. I'm known as a man that wants to get down the roots.
Yeah, you can't for them.
Are you scared tonight? Are you frightened tonight?
Er du redd I kveld?
Or can you believe in a man that can reach in his pocket by the power of God?
Eller kan du tro på en mann som kan ta sin hånd I en lomme?
And pull out a coin when there wasn't one there.
Og ta ut en mynt når ikke var noen der.
Or are you the one who branded as a devil?
Eller det en av de som brennmerker han som en djevel.
As many people did.
For mange mennesker gjør.
Oh, I'm not mean and wicked.
Jeg er ikke stygg og wicked.
I've got nothing against you.
Det har ingenting imot dere.
I don't even know you.
For jeg kjenner dere ikke.
But I like to know.
Men jeg ønsker å vite.
I like to know my brother and my sister.
Jeg ønsker å kjenne dere.
Men many people are so afraid.
Så mange mennesker redd.
So afraid when you have the Lord.
Så så redd når du har så sier Herren.
God backed this man up.
At Gud bakte denne mannen opp.
That the God of heaven made his word come to pass.
At Gud av himmelen har gjort sin ord til henne.
Yet people get so scared now.
Men når mange mennesker blir så redd.
I was in his presence.
De var I hans nærvær.
All afternoon.
Hele ettermiddagen.
And you know something?
Og vet du noe?
He made me feel like I was somebody.
Han gjorde at jeg følte at jeg var noe.
He made me feel like I was important.
Han gjorde som at jeg var viktig.
He made me feel as though I might amount to something.
Som at jeg kunne også bli noe.
He didn't say one thing that made him sound great.
Han sa ikke en ting som gjorde at hans sjel skulle bli stor.
And I knew I was in the presence of a great man.
Og jeg visste at jeg var I nærvær av en stor mann.
That's the way we are.
Det den veien vi skulle bli.
We have the greatest message in the world.
Vi har det største budskap I verden.
We are God's husbandry.
Vi er Guds husholder.
We are the field where God's fertilized seed is.
Vi er det som arbeider på grunnen der det den befruktede sæd.
The vindicated living word.
Det stadfæstede levende ord.
We ought to be just that humble.
Vi skulle være så ydmyke.
So we are the only ones that have the truth.
Som eneste som har sannheten.
Nobody else has, my brother, my sister.
Ingen andre har min bror og søster.
Don't you sit on the fence.
Ikke sitt på gjerdet.
Make up your mind.
Bestem deg.
Either you're right or you are wrong.
Enten du rett eller galt.
This man made me feel as though I might be somebody.
Denne mannen gjorde at jeg følte som at jeg var noe.
He said to me,
han sa til meg,
Brother Bale, I am going to come to West Palm Beach and give you a meeting.
Han sa, Brother Bale, jeg skal komme ned til West Palm Beach og gi deg et møte.
And I said in my heart,
og jeg sa I mitt hjerte,
yeah, yeah.
Han sa, ja, ja.
He'd like to come.
Han vil like å komme.
But he can't come.
Men han kan ikke komme.
Look, everybody wants him.
For alle vil ha ham.
How could I have him?
Hvordan kunne jeg ha ham?
He says this to everybody.
Han sier dette til alle.
He's got to because he's so gracious.
For han slik, for han så vennlig mot alle.
He's so kind.
Han så vennlig og...
He's not lying.
Han lyver ikke.
It's just that he wants to help everybody.
Det han ønsker å hjelpe alle.
I know of it.
Alle.
Tired and weak and worn out.
Mange ganger trøtt og helt
utkjørt. After praying for hours.
Etter I bønn for timevis.
Staggering blindly.
Så går han helt I blinde.
He sees a man on the street corner.
Han ser en mann på gatan.
A poor man tapping with a cane, stone blind.
En fattig mann som går med en stokk helt blind.
He thinks of his own father.
Så tenker han på sin egen far.
Stop the car!
Stopp bilen.
Staggers out of the car.
Just vakler ut av bilen.
Stumbles to the street corner.
Går frem til det gatehjørnet.
Wraps the man in his arms and prays.
Tar denne mannen I sine armer og ber.
The light comes to the man's eyes.
Og lyset kommer til denne manns øyne.
So I say, I understand. It's okay, Lord.
Så jeg sa, jeg forstår det.
He's not lying.
Han lyver ikke.
But he's not coming.
Men han kommer ikke.
But I'm so glad he treated me so nice. He could say, Brother Bale, I'm going to come.
Men jeg så glad at han behandlet meg så vennlig og sa han skulle komme.
And I went away home rejoicing.
Og jeg gikk hjem I glede.
Because here was a great big fella.
For her var en virkelig stor mann.
That didn't pat me on the head.
Som ikke bare klappet meg på hodet.
And say, nice little boy.
Og sa, du snill liten gutt.
Run down the road.
Du skal gå din vei.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I was true.
Jeg var helt overrasket.
His wife told me the following story.
Han hennes hans hustru fortalte mig den
fortællingen. He went to the house and talked to her.
Han gick in i huset och snackade till henne.
And again, I hate to say this, but I will do it.
Men igen så lika inte att säga detta, men jag vill säga det.
And again, do not misunderstand me. I have a very definite reason for talking as I'm talking.
Och igen, inte missförstå mig, för jag har en grund till att snacka så jag snackar.
And you may phone Sister Branham any day you want at my expense.
Och det jag kan ringa upp Sister Branham vilken dag jag vill på min utgifter.
I'll be glad to pay the bill.
Jag ska betala regningen.
He said, "Meedy, honey, do you know who that was?"
Han sa, Mida, kära, vet du vem det var?
He said, "No, I don't."
Han sa, nej, jag vet inte.
He said, "That was Dr. Lee Vail."
Han sa, det var Dr. Lee Vail.
He will mean something very special to me in my future ministry.
Han sa, han vill göra något bestämt för mig i min framtida gärning.
And then he kind of grinned at her and said,
och så sa han till henne,
"He's not a believer."
Han är icke en troende.
"But we're going to make him one."
Men vi ska göra han till en.
She said, "Lee." She said, "Lee."
Oh, hon sa Lee.
I'll never forget the day.
Jag vill aldrig glömma den dagen.
A few years later,
en få år senare,
after you and Brother Branham were sitting on the lawn talking,
där du och Brother Branham satt på plenen och snackade samman,
that he came in with a great big grin on his face.
Han kom in med stor smil på sitt ansikte.
And he said, "Meedy."
Han sa, "Meedy."
"We've made a believer out of him at last."
Vi har fått han till en troende till slut.
I'm a believer.
Så jag är en troende.
I believe that William Branham was a prophet sent from God.
Jag tror att William Branham var en profet sent från Gud.
I believe he was that prophet sent out of the north to West Palm Beach.
Jag tror att han var en profet sent från norr till West Palm Beach.
And I know he taught the people the things they ought to know.
Och för jag vet han förkynnte vad människorna skulle veta.
And they turned him down.
Och de trampade han ner.
After that visit, I went home.
Efter den besöket så gick jag igen.
I didn't forget it.
Jag glömde det inte.
And I was so happy he said he'd like to come.
För jag var så glad för att han sa att han skulle komma.
And that was just like sheer flattery to my soul.
För det föll så gott på mig själv.
But I knew he wasn't going to come.
Men jag visste att han inte skulle komma.
One day the telephone rang.
En dag så ringde telefonen.
Now I read quite a few books.
Jag har läst många böcker.
And one book I read was by Dr. Bosworth.
Och en bok som jag läste var av Dr. Bosworth.
Christ the Healer.
Kristus Läkaren.
Oh, that's a good book.
Det är en god bok.
And I wanted to meet Dr. Bosworth.
Och jag önskade att möta Dr. Bosworth.
I had failed to meet Dr. Kenyon.
Jag hade inte lyckats att möta Dr. Kenyon.
And I regretted it.
Och jag ångrade på det.
And I thought, how nice if I could meet Dr. Bosworth.
Och hur gott skulle det bli att kunna träffa Dr. Bosworth.
So the phone rang.
Så telefonen ringde.
And the voice said, "Is this Rev. And I said, "Yes, sir."
Yes, sir.
And the voice said, "This is Dr. Bosworth."
Or Stemmer said, "This is Dr.
Bosworth." You talk about a guy about to go crazy.
That's what she put much more forth on the guy.
I've met the prophet.
You have kept for
faith. And now Dr. Bosworth.
Or now, how do you put a Bosworth?
I was just literally drunk.
Yeah, almost full.
And so I said, yes, sir. He said, "Brother Vail, I'm phoning for Brother Branham."
I said, "Dr. Vail, jag telefonerar för Brother Branham."
And I said, "Yes, sir."
Jag sa, "Yes, sir."
He said, "He wants to know when you want him to come."
Han önskar att veta när du önskar att komma.
I said, "What did you say?"
Jag sa, "Vad sa du?"
He said, "He wants to know when you want him to come."
So han önskar veta när du önskar att komma ner.
You are holding him up.
Du håller han upp.
He has 2,500 invitations he's waiting on.
Han har 2,500 invitationer som han väntar på.
And they're waiting on him.
Och de väntar på honom.
And he wants to come to you.
Och han önskar komma ner till dig.
Now when should he come?
Så när ska han komma?
I said, "Oh, brother."
Jag sa, "Oh, min bror."
You just give me your telephone number.
Du bara ger mig ditt telefonnummer.
So I can phone you back.
Så jag kan ringa dig tillbaka.
I've got to go get a building big enough to hold the crowd.
För jag måste gå på en byggning som är stor nog att hålla församlingen.
He gave me his telephone number.
Han gav sitt telefonnummer.
I ran right downtown.
Jag sprang ner downtown.
I went to the big legion.
Jag gick till den stora hallen.
And nobody else had ever got that auditorium in the history of the town.
Och ingen annan hade haft sådan stort auditorium.
And everybody hated religion down there.
Well, alla hatade religion där nere.
So they said, "Sure, you can have it."
But they said, "You can have it."
I said, "Glory to God."
Glory to God.
So I began raising money.
So you went to some
I said, "I'll give $100. How many in the church want to give $100?
Among you, many here will give $100.
$1,100 just like that.
$1,100 come in just in there.
Well, back in 1953, that's a lot of money.
The body in 1953, very among the people.
75 is not much.
75, no way to come
here. But back there was worth a lot.
And the body door, so very among the people.
So I went to the newspaper.
So jag gick till avisen.
And the newspaper had a policy against advertising healing meetings.
Och den avisen hade en linje att inte skulle avertera religiösa möten.
They were so bitter they swear at you taking your name of God in vain.
De var så bitter att de ville svärga dig, ta Herrens namn.
But somehow they took the ads.
Men på en eller annan måte tog de avertering.
Ran the ads for days.
Och den gick på dagvis.
Circulated every house in town.
Som gick i hvert hus i hele byen.
Paid the boys to take out the ant.
Betalte noen gutter for å gå rundt med denne avateringen.
Brother Bosworth came with Brother Branham.
Brother Bosworth kom med Brother Branham.
Brother Branham stood on that platform.
Brother Branham stod på den plattformen.
And he said, God sent me to this town.
Og så Gud sendte meg til denne byen.
And the people said they never heard him teach the way he taught.
Og folk sier at de aldri hørte han lærte som han lærte.
Now, Brother Bosworth is a great man of God.
Brother Bosworth is a true man of God.
You know by the tapes how Brother Branham thought of him. He said he's a great oak, go and sit in his shadow. He was a great oak, go and sit in his shadow.
Oh, han sa han var en stor eik, gå og sitte i hans skygge.
I agree with that.
Og jeg enig med det.
As Brother Branham was discerning and praying,
mens Brother Branham var åpenbart og bar,
Brother Bosworth pulled on my coattail.
Brother Bosworth rykte meg i min jakke om.
And he said, Brother Dale,
han sa, Brother Dale,
for 40 years,
for 40 år,
I have prayed for the ministry of Jesus Christ,
jeg har bedt for denne gjerningen av Jesus Kristus,
to return to this earth,
til å komme tilbake til denne jord.
And there it is in that man.
Han sa, der det i den mannen.
And I thought to myself,
jeg tenkte til meg selv,
where did he get in the Bible?
Han sa, hvor fikk han det i Bibelen?
The right to pray to God,
retten til å be til Gud,
for the ministry of Jesus Christ's return to this earth.
Til å be om at den gjerningen av Jesus Kristus måtte komme tilbake til jorden.
I don't know places says it.
Jeg vet ingen plasser hvor det sier det.
Brother Branham says that 3 times in the Daniel series.
Brother Branham sier dette 3 ganger i Daniel kapitel.
And I missed it myself.
Og jeg missed it this year.
Until after his death.
Until after han var død.
When I suddenly realized.
Da jeg plutselig ble klar over
the Luke 17 and 26
at Lukas
17:26 actually said
sier det.
It was a tremendous meeting.
Det var et stort møte.
There was tremendous miracle.
Det var store mirakler.
There was wonderful preaching.
Det var vidunderlig forkynnelse.
And Brother Bosworth himself said,
og Brother Bosworth selv sa,
I never heard him teach the way he taught.
Han sa, jeg har aldri hørt han lære slik som han lærer nå.
Now remember the prophecy said,
husk at profetien sa,
he will teach the people the things they ought to know.
At han vil lære folket hva de burde vite.
And he dealt very strongly,
og han delte veldig strengt,
especially teaching the women,
spesielt han lærte kvinnene,
concerning their hair,
lærte de om håret,
and their dress,
og sin klædning,
and godliness to the men,
og gudlighet mot menn.
And he kept telling us to believe.
Og han holdt på å si det om å tro.
Now I knew that I was missing something.
Nå var jeg klar over at jeg mistet noe.
Because he was telling us if we only believe, something would happen.
Og han sa, hvis det er tro, så vil noe hende.
I didn't understand.
Jeg forstod det ikke.
But you know he's telling us.
Men vet du hva han fortalte oss?
If we had only believed that he was that one sent from God,
at hvis vi ville tro han var den som var sendt fra Gud,
nothing would have stood in our life.
At ingenting ville stå imot i vårt liv.
But you know what happened?
Men vet du hva som hendte?
We were interpreting him from our own understanding.
At vi fortolket han fra vår egen forstand.
By a fundamental gospel.
Med fundamental evangelium.
They did not see that this was that man.
Som ikke så at det var denne mannen.
They did not understand Elijah must truly come.
Som ikke forstod at Elias må virkelig komme.
Well, we simply had a great time.
Men vi hadde en stor tid.
When he left,
Så han gik.
I went over to the motel where he stayed.
Jeg gik over til hans motelrum, hvor han
and
bodde.
I admit I tried.
Og jeg vil tilstå, jeg gråd.
I could have crawled in the bed where he was, but I knew it wouldn't do
anything. Jeg kunne have gått op i sengen, hvor han lå, men jeg visste det ville gjøre noe godt.
And I felt terrible.
Jeg følte forferdelig.
But before he left,
men før han gikk,
he said, keep in touch with me.
Han sa, hold kontakten ved like med meg.
The same thing he told me,
det samme ting som han sa til meg,
and I forgot to repeat to you,
og jeg glemte å gjenta til dere,
that happened when I was at his home.
Som hendte da jeg var i hans hjem.
And in that stay in Florida,
og mens han var der i Florida,
when we visited,
da vi besøkte,
he said, Doc.
Han sa, han sa, doktor.
Why didn't you keep in touch with me as I said?
Han sa, hvorfor holdt du ikke kontakt med meg som jeg sa til deg?
Well, I had to tell him that I thought he was just being polite.
Jeg måtte si han at jeg trodde bare at du gjorde det for å være vennlig.
And he said, no, I wasn't, or I wouldn't have said it.
Han sa, nei, jeg var ikke, for da ville jeg ikke sagt det.
Then the day before he left Florida,
så dagen før han forlot Florida,
he said, what are you doing down here anyway?
Så sa han, hva det du gjør her nede?
I said, what do you mean?
Og hva mener du?
He said, you ought to be setting up meetings for me.
Han sa, du skulle sette opp møter for meg.
And I said, there he goes again.
Han sa, der går han igjen.
He just can't help himself.
Han kan ikke hjelpe seg selv.
He's such a lovely, sweet person.
Og han sånn en elskverdig person.
No doubt he says that to every preacher.
Han sier antagelig det til alle predikanter.
Gonna make him feel good.
Han skal gjøre at de føler godt.
But how am I gonna work it?
Men hvordan skal jeg gjøre det?
I didn't believe it.
Jeg trodde det ikke.
But a funny thing happened.
Men en rar ting hendte.
Now this is very surprising.
Dette virkelig overraskende.
I was called to go up into Ohio.
Jeg var kalt til å gå opp til Ohio.
To pray for some sick.
Til å forbe for sånn noen syke.
This pastor in a reformed church.
Denne pastoren i en reformert kirke.
Had become interested in the things of God.
Hadde blitt interessert i tingene av Gud.
He had heard about me.
Han hadde hørt om meg.
So he said, come and preach and pray for the sick.
Så han sa, kom og predik og be for de syke.
So I did.
Så jeg gikk.
Deaf and dumb were healed.
Døve og stumme, de var helbredet.
Many people filled the Holy Ghost.
Mange var fylt med Hellig Ånd.
At least we thought so.
Ja, vi trodde i hvert fall det.
Because they just spoke in tongues so beautifully.
For de snakket i tunge så vidunderlig.
No coaching, no prompting.
Det var ingen
no coaching or prompting, telling him.
Det var ingen som forsøkte å presse noe på dem.
Very beautiful.
Det var alt hendte så vidunderlig.
And there were some Baptists there.
Og det var noen baptister der.
And this one fella got healed.
Og en mann var helbredet.
And then another man got healed.
Og en annen mann var helbredet.
And then said, Brother Vale,
de sa, Brother Vale,
if we can arrange it,
hvis vi kan arrangere det,
will you come to our church and pray for sick?
Vil du komme til vår kirke og be for sick?
I said, sure, I'll come.
Jeg sa, ja, jeg vil komme.
So here I am in a big Baptist, in a Baptist, not a big one, but a Baptist church.
Så her jeg var i en baptistkirke.
And I'm praying for the sick.
Og jeg ber for sick.
And the sick are getting healed.
Og de syke var helbredet.
And we have a lovely time.
Og vi har en vidunderlig tid.
And I go home.
Så går jeg hjem.
Then the preacher there had trouble.
Og så hadde den predikanten der problemer.
And they voted him out.
Og de stemte han ut.
And they said, now brother there, will you come and visit us?
Så de sa, Brother Vale, vil du komme og besøke oss?
And I was going up that way to enjoy myself in a meeting.
Så jeg skulle gå opp den veien og just ha et møte.
So I came by and I preached.
Så jeg gikk den veien og prediket.
And they took a vote.
Så tog de en avstemning.
And they voted me in.
Så de stemte meg inn.
I'm a pastor in the church in Florida.
Jeg er en pastor i en menighet i Florida.
And I'm voted in this church.
Og jeg stemte inn i denne kirke.
I never told him I'd come.
Jeg aldri sa at jeg ville komme.
I just told him I'd come and preach.
Jeg sa at jeg skulle komme og predike.
So they voted me in.
Så de stemte meg inn.
So I'm stuck.
Så jeg er stuck her.
I'm pastor of two churches now.
Jeg er nå pastor av to menigheter.
What am I going to do?
Hva skal jeg nå gjøre?
And they buy a house for me.
Så de kjøpte et hus til meg.
And they fill it full of new furniture.
Og de satt inn nye møbler.
Now that's not what brought me.
Det er ikke hva som gjorde at jeg gikk der.
Because I turned down a brand new house.
For jeg hadde før.
I turned down a lot of property in my day, brother sister.
Jeg har bortvist mange gaver og eiendommer i min tid.
First of all, I turned down a brand new house I could have had all my life.
Først så viste jeg bort et nytt hus jeg kunne hatt hele mitt liv.
So I wouldn't have to pay tax.
Jeg vil ikke da ha til å betale skatt.
I turned down a lovely home given me. I refused to take.
Jeg har bortvist et nytt vidunderlig hus som var gitt til meg.
I turned down a lovely property in the Carolinas. I said I don't want it.
Jeg har bortvist et fin eiendom der i Carolina.
And had I taken one property and built,
og hadde jeg tatt en eiendom og bygd,
I'd have $100,000 property in my possession right now.
Jeg ville nå hatt en eiendom som hadde $100,000.
I didn't want.
Jeg vil ikke ha det.
Money doesn't mean anything. So it wasn't because of the house and the nice furniture.
Så det var ikke på grund av huset og de fine møblerne.
I had a very nice place.
For jeg hadde en fin plass.
Very nice furniture, far as I was concerned.
De fine møbler så langt som jeg så det.
Because I'm not used to a lot of wonderful things anyway.
For jeg er ikke vant til å ha så mange fine ting.
So there was something about it though I couldn't control.
Men det var noe der som jeg ikke kunne kontrollere.
So I found myself pastoring in a Baptist church.
Så jeg fant meg selv som pastor i baptistmenighet.
In 1956,
i 1956,
I went to hear Brother Branham in Jackson, Michigan.
So you get to hear Brother Branham in Jackson, Michigan.
Without knowing it, I was in the same motel that he was in.
Uden at vite om det, så var jeg i det samme motel som han var i.
I went to the same restaurant where he was having breakfast.
Jeg gik til det samme restaurant som han hadde frokost.
When he saw me, he motioned for me to come over.
Da han så meg, så vinket han meg over.
I came over and had breakfast.
Så jeg kom over og hadde frokost.
As we pulled our chairs back.
Så vi tok stolen litt tilbake.
He hit me on the knee.
Så slog han meg på kneet.
And he said, Doc, what are you doing pastoring?
Så han sa, Doc, hva det du gjør som pastor?
You know you aren't any pastor.
Han sa, du vet du ikke noe pastor.
He said, you're not qualified.
Han sa, du ikke kvalifisert.
Your nature's not right for it.
Din natur ikke rett for det.
He said, you pull up the wheat with the tares.
Han sa, du tar opp ugraset, du tar opp veten sammen med ugraset.
And I did.
Og jeg gjorde.
Didn't mean to.
Jeg mente det ikke.
I wasn't trying to hurt anybody.
Jeg var ikke skade noen.
If you, but you're not supposed to have a ministry.
Hvis du ikke tror du skal ha noe hjemme.
You're not supposed to have it.
Du skal ikke ha det.
I hope you probably got a little lesson there.
Jeg fikk en lære der.
Because if you've got gifts working the wrong way, you're in trouble.
For hvis du har en gave, og det virker den galne veien, så er det
problem. I don't care if they're working.
Jeg bryr meg ikke om de virker.
You can say, Lord, I cast out devil.
Du kan si, Herre, jeg kastet ut djevler.
I prophesied.
Jeg profeterte.
So did Balaam.
So you also Balaam.
So did Judas.
So you Judas.
Where are they?
Who are they?
So I said, yeah, I know.
Så jeg sa, ja, det.
What am I going to do?
Hva skal jeg gjøre?
He said, do what I do.
Så gjør hva jeg gjør.
I said, what do you do?
Hva gjør du?
He said, I take one step at a time.
Han sa, jeg tar ett steg av gangen.
The Lord opens the door.
Heaven opener en dør.
I go in that door.
Så jeg går inn den døren.
Then I take another step.
Så tar jeg et nytt steg.
And I go in that door.
Så jeg går inn den døren.
So I said, okay, I'll quit.
Så jeg sa, all right, jeg skal slutte.
And I'll go on the road.
Og så skal jeg begynne å reise.
But before I went on the road,
men før jeg begynte å reise,
and left my church,
og forlot min kirke,
Brother Branham had said,
Brother Branham hadde sagt,
Lee, any time you want me, I will come to you.
Så Lee, samme tid du ville få komme, skal jeg komme til deg.
And I will give you a meeting.
Og så skal jeg gi deg et møte.
So he was going to come to Covington, Ohio.
Så han skulle komme til Covington, Ohio.
A little town of 3,000.
En liten by omkring 3,000.
I went down to see him in his home.
Og jeg gikk ned og besøkte ham i hans hjem.
And I said, Brother Branham.
Og jeg sa, Brother Branham.
I feel very bad that you should come to my town.
Og så jeg føler litt dårlig at du skulle komme til min by.
I said, it's too small.
Det er for liten.
I think it would be better for you to go 14 miles from me.
Jeg tror det er bedre å gå 14 miles fra hvor jeg er.
In the town of Lima.
I byen Lima.
A strange look crossed his face.
En fremmed uttrykk kom over hans ansikt.
I knew that he had a revelation from God.
Jeg visste han hadde en åpenbaring fra Gud.
And he said, that's it exactly. Lima is where God wants.
Det er akkurat den byen som Gud vil vi skal gå til.
The building we were going to get,
den bygningen som vi skulle få,
was going to be used for a while,
skulle bli brukt for en stund,
just before us,
litt før oss,
by the fundamental gospel businessmen.
Blant de fundamentale gospel businessmen.
They are called fishers of men in America.
De er kalt for fisker av menn i Amerika.
They had rented this lovely auditorium.
De hadde leid denne store auditorium.
But a fire struck it.
Men in brand kom over.
And they couldn't have it.
Så de kunne ikke ha det.
But by the time that our meeting was to take place,
men på den tiden som våre møter skulle komme,
it completely refinished.
De hadde fullstendig omenreder hele auditorium.
The floor completely finished.
Gulvet var fullstendig nytt.
New drapes.
Nye gardiner.
The new seats covered.
Og nye setebelter.
It was beautiful.
Det var helt vidunderlig.
Now, our little Baptist church,
vår liten baptist kirke,
had a fair understanding,
hadde litt understanding
of the things of God,
of good things
in the supernatural,
over the overnatural things,
because many had been wonderfully healed,
För många hade blivit vidunderlig helbred.
And we had some beautiful converts brought to Christ.
Och vi hade många nyomvändelser brought to Christ.
So they were glad to pray for the needy.
Så de var glada för att de kunde be för mig.
We prayed months ahead.
Vi började att be många månader i förväg.
And it finally ended.
Och det slutade.
By praying from 6 in the morning till 10 at night.
Vi hade bett från 6 på morgonen till 10 på kvällen.
People at home.
Människor hemma.
And a prayer meeting every night in the week but Sunday.
Och bönemöter var evig kväll och tagen söndag.
And we asked God to heal the sick.
Och vi bad om att Gud måste läka helbreda de sjuka.
To bring such conviction upon sinners,
to bring the son in the overbelievers over sinners,
they would have to hold on to the chairs,
but
they
must hold fast the stools,
lest they fell down.
So hellish will they run together.
God sent in a nucleus of hardcore believers,
or God has sent in those of really hardcore unbelievers, untrue,
and they sat right up in front.
Well, he sat heading the front.
And every day I preached on faith in God.
Or where God, so predicted they on true for God.
And the fifth night,
or the fifth night,
the gift of healing,
helbredes is no begaver,
which had lied dormant for 5 years,
som hade ligget nere för 5 år,
went into operation,
begynte operera,
and there were 50 miracles in less than 1 hour.
Och det var 50 mirakler i löpet av en timme.
And to my knowledge, the gift never operated again.
Men till min, så vitt som jag vet, så opererade den gaven aldrig igen.
Because the people wouldn't pay the price of preparation.
For the at menneskene vil ikke betale den prisen av forberedelse.
It was at this time he asked me to become a manager.
Det var på den tiden han spurgte om jeg ville være en manager.
I still didn't know what he really wanted.
Det fremdeles så visste jeg ikke hva han mente.
So pretty soon his mail began coming to my place.
Så snart begynte brevene hans å komme til min plass.
So I began working with him in 1958.
Så jeg begynte å arbeide sammen med han i 1958.
The meetings were always tremendous.
Møten var alltid store.
Great miracles were always being done.
Store mirakler tok alltid plass.
And thus saith the Lord always came to pass.
Og så sier Herren alltid skjedde.
Now I don't want to take too much more time.
Jeg skal ikke ta så mye lenger tid.
So I'm going to tell you what happened in New England.
Men jeg skal fortelle dere hva som hendte i New England.
We were in a large auditorium.
Vi var i stort auditorium.
Which was the armory.
Som var det armeriet, en militærbygning.
A couple of young kids came in.
Et par unge barn kom inn, ungdommer kom inn.
A boy and a girl.
En gutt og en jente.
And they began hugging and kissing in the church.
Og de begynte å klemme og kysse hverandre i kirken, der i møtet.
This was the week that Brother Branham had been warned by the angel of God.
Det var denne dagen som Brother Branham, denne uken som Brother Branham hadde advart av Herrens engel.
That a terrible test was going to fall his lot.
At en stor prøvelse skulle komme foran ham.
And the day before that meeting took place, I believe it was.
Og dagen før dette møtet tok plass, jeg tror det var.
He was given the power of life and death.
Han var gitt kraften av død eller liv.
Now, I don't know if you can tell by the tapes.
Jeg vet ikke om dere kan forstå fra lydbåndene.
Exactly how moral and how strict Brother Branham was.
Hur moral och så sträng som Brother Branham var.
But that strictness on the tape was not something put on.
Men denna strängheten på lydbåndet är inte något som han har puttat på sig själv.
He was very moral.
Han var väldigt moral.
Very sincere and very austere when he needed to be.
Och väldigt uppriktig och sträng när han måste vara det.
He looked down at that young couple.
Han så ned på dette unge paret.
And he said, "Don't do that."
Han sa, "Ikke gjør det."
They kept on doing it.
Men de fortsatte å gjøre det.
He said, "You should be ashamed of yourself."
Han sa, "Dere skulle skamme dere selv."
Don't do that in this place.
Ikke gjør det på denne plass.
For though it is an armory,
for det, om det en militær bygning,
it is sanctified by prayer.
Så det helliggjort ved bønn.
And is the house of God.
Så det Guds hus.
It was on the left side, so you pardon me if I look on the left side, right at the front seat.
So it was på venstre siden. So it was here at the venstre side.
He talked a little while.
Så snakket han liten stund.
And they kept on.
Og de holdt på å gjøre det.
Suddenly I saw his face go ashy.
Og så plutselig så hans ansikt ble helt blekt.
Rocking back and forth on his heels and his toes.
Han begynte å bevege seg frem og tilbake på sine hæl og tå.
Great drops of sweat pouring off his brow down his face.
Og store dråper av svette kom fra øynedråpene ned i hans øyne.
And he said, "I have the power of life
jeg har kraften av liv eller død.
You are now in my hands to do what I want.
Her nå i mine hender til å gjøre hva jeg vil.
It is up to me.
Det opp til meg nå.
And if you ever thought a man could pray, I pray.
Og hvis dere noen gang tror at en mann kunne be, jeg ba.
And I said, oh God, don't let him do it.
Og jeg sa, oh Gud, ikke la han gjøre det.
Oh, I know some would say Ananias and Sapphira, that's great.
Men jeg vet noen vil si Ananias og Sapphira, det var jo stort.
No, that's not great.
Det ikke stort.
That's not great at all.
Og det ikke stort at all.
The man came with a message of life.
For mannen han kom med et budskap om liv.
And that was death.
For det var død.
Not life.
Det var død, ikke liv.
He looked at them as a strange silence was upon the house.
Han så på dem mens det var forståelig stillhet over forsamlingen.
And men knew that they were in the power of in the presence of life or death.
Og mennesken David visste at de var i nærvær av liv eller død.
Suddenly he sighed and relaxed.
Plutselig så puste han lettet ut.
Then he said, I give you your life.
Han sa, jeg gir dere liv.
I don't think you understand.
For jeg tror ikke at dere forstår.
That night as we went home.
Den kvelden mens vi gikk hjem.
He said, Brother Vail, what do you think?
I said, Brother Vail, what told
you? Did you think I did right?
I told you I tell you were right.
I said, Brother Branham, I am not infallible.
I said, Brother Branham, yes, Brother Branham, yeah, if you fail,
but. But I would say this.
You ever say this, sir?
I know you were right.
Jeg vet at du var rett.
For you came with life, not death.
For du kom med liv, ikke død.
And I believe this was a great test.
Og jeg tror at dette var en stor prøve.
To see if you would stand with life and grace.
Til for å se om du ville stå med liv og nåde.
Instead of judgment and death.
I stedet for dom og død.
And he said, I hope you're right.
Han sa, jeg håper at du er rett.
Because I believe the same way.
For jeg tror det samme veien.
The next day he told me.
Den neste dagen så sa han til meg.
The angel of the Lord had come.
At Herrens engel hadde kommet.
Said, you have passed your test.
Og sa at du har passert din prøve.
They were not to die.
De skulle ikke dø.
But they were to live.
De skulle leve.
And they lived.
Og de levde.
Here sits Brother Way.
Her sitter Brother Way.
I sat beside him and Sister Way in Jeffersonville.
Jeg satt på siden av Brother Way og Sister Way in Jeffersonville.
When he suddenly toppled over.
Da han plutselig ramlet over.
And he died.
Og døde.
And Brother Branham brought him back to life.
Og Brother Branham brakte ham tilbake til livet.
Now you may question Brother Way.
Du kan spørre Brother Way.
And say, Brother Way, were you aware of your death?
Og spørre Brother Way, var du klar over at du var død?
And he would have to say no.
Og han må si nei.
Now let me tell you something.
Da må jeg nå si det.
I was also in a meeting in Hartford, Connecticut.
Jeg var også i et møte i Hartford, Connecticut.
And a dear, sweet lady.
Og en kjær søster.
Well up in years.
Nok så gammel.
Who had a crippled daughter.
Som hadde en datter som var krippling.
That she had to devote her whole life to.
Som hun måtte bruke hele sitt liv.
The poor lady worked every day.
Den fattige kvinnen arbeidet hver dag.
And she had to work with her daughter.
Og så måtte hun arbeide også med sin datter.
And she was physically worn out to the point of death.
Og hun var fullstendig utkjørt. Nesten til død.
And she came into the meeting.
Hun kom inn til møtet.
And her poor heart couldn't stand any longer.
Or hang his stock off, yes, the queen can come in.
And then she lay back in the seat.
Or hung lost at the box, he said.
She suddenly slumped down with her head back.
Christy touched him to bargain the head with a bargain.
Fell to the floor.
Rumble up a floor for Golva.
Dr. Barton, my good friend.
Or Dr. Barton and Moven.
Felt for her pulse.
Gently for his foot.
There was no pulse.
The lying in foot.
Her body was stiffening quickly.
And his legs were good to be.
And they got very excited.
And they were very upright.
And began motioning to Brother Branham and me.
They went to winkle for Brother Branham and me.
You know, I didn't get excited.
Jeg ble ikke upright.
I thought, well, so what?
Jeg tenkte, så hva?
The prophet here.
Profeten here.
What does it matter what happened?
Så som hvordan hendte.
I was so relaxed.
Jeg var helt avslappet.
I felt good.
Jeg følte godt.
I wouldn't have the whole congregation die.
Jeg ville ikke bryte den hele forsamlingen her.
I felt great.
Jeg følte godt.
Brother Branham's attention attracted.
Brother Branham's oppmerksomhet ble
stiffen.
Så han reiste stiffen til.
Faith grew as I understood it to be in a trance.
Og hans ansikt, jeg kunne se at han var i syn.
And he said, Mary.
Han sa, Mary.
Come back.
Kom tilbake.
She came back.
Og han kom tilbake.
She sat up.
Og satte seg opp.
Till the day she died.
Til den dagen hun døde.
She was never tired.
Hun var aldri trøtt.
Never sick again.
Aldri syk igjen.
That's that, brother. Wait.
Det var den som hämtade båda vägen.
It wasn't the soul that left.
Det var inte själen som förlorade.
It was that spirit that had gone.
Det var den anden som hade gått.
And the spirit was called back.
Och anden var kallad tillbaka.
I forgot to tell you.
Jag glömde att säga det.
That when I was in West Palm Beach with Brother Branham.
Att då jag var i West Palm Beach med Brother Branham.
He was nervous about these cords that were attached to the microphone.
Han var lite nervös med dessa ledningar som var hängt upp till mikrofonen.
Yet I had no other way for him than to wear this microphone around his neck.
Jag hade inte någon annan väg än att ha mikrofonen runt nacken.
And I was warned by Billy Paul that I must be very careful.
Billy Paul hade advart mig att jag måste vara väldigt försiktig.
And he said, don't let daddy get tangled up.
Ikke la pappa bli upphängt i dessa ledningar.
So you better believe I wasn't going to let daddy get tangled up.
Så jag kan vara säker på att jag ville inte att daddy skulle bli hängt upp i ledningar.
So I would watch with the cord.
Så jag vill gå hem med ledningen.
Pull over here.
Gå fram och tillbaka.
Over here.
Over there.
But one day he picked up a chair.
And en dag så tog han upp en stol.
And he did this.
Are you awesome?
And the microphone cord was 3 times
around. Oh, microphone leading him 3 times on the other hand.
I'm a failure.
Yeah, I'm a failure.
I can't even handle a microphone.
Jag kan inte ens ta vara på mikrofon längre.
Merciful God, what am I
going to
do? And I got scared. And I said, well, I'll just gently go and maybe you'll fall on the floor.
You think it's the ball goalie for six to the country? You're going to have to go
like this and it fell down.
And it hung on it.
He never moved 1 inch.
Han sette seg ikke en tomme.
Now look, I didn't blink my eyes.
Jag blunkade inte med ögonen.
The sacred Bible open before me.
Det är en helig bibel som ligger här framför mig.
Knowing there is a God in heaven.
Som vet att det är en Gud i himlen.
And no lie is for the glory of God.
Och ingen lögn är för Herrens härlighet.
You listen to me.
Så hör efter på mig.
The cord lay right by his feet.
Att ledningen låg rätt med hans fötter.
It was no longer around him.
Det var inte längre runt hans ben.
You say, Brother Vail, what happened?
Brother Vail, vad hände?
I don't know.
Jag vet inte.
Did the cord disintegrate and come together?
Gick ledningen i farvarna och så kom vi samman igen.
Did it go through his legs?
Gick det igenom hans ben?
What happened?
Vad hände?
I don't know.
Jag vet inte.
But I didn't blink my eyes. I just did this.
Men jag blunkade inte med mina ögon. Jag just bara drog i ledningen.
And I watched those 3 coils fall at his ankle.
Och jag såg på dessa 3 rundningar som fallit ner på hans ankle.
Which was worse than up here.
Så var ännu värre eller hade hero.
Because one, the fulcrum leverage is greater.
Så du kunde snå blåa bara med hajdjärna.
But there was one cord.
Men det var bara en rätt ledning. Rätt lagt benen.
Now, do you believe that same man could create squirrels by the name of God?
Tror du nog att den samme mannen kunde skapa ekorn i Herrens namn?
Always in his presence, the most peculiar things were taking place.
Alltid när du var i hans närvaro så var det märkliga ting som tog plats.
You could not be near him at any time.
Du kunde inte vara i hans närvaro vid någon
without seeing the supernatural.
Utan att se det övernaturliga.
I've got a good friend in the States.
Vi har en god vän i staten.
He's a Greek by birth.
Han är en grek och offensiv.
So he reads the Greek Bible.
Så han läser en grek bibel.
So he comes to hear Brother Branham.
Så han kommer för att höra Brother Branham.
Just more casual.
Så han lyssnar helt vanligt.
And Brother Branham begins reading.
Och Brother Branham börjar läsa.
Now the Greek is not punctuated as we know punctuation.
Nå, den grekiska texten är inte sån punkterad som vi har punkterat.
It's emphasized.
Det är mer emphasis.
And the teacher trains the pupils to read.
Och lärarna, de lärar upp eleverna till att läsa.
By using a pointer.
Vi brukar en pekpinne.
And she raises the pointer to raise the voice.
Och hon lyfter den pekstaven för att lyfta stämmen.
And lowers it to lower it.
Och fyrer den ner för att ha lavare stämmen.
This gives the emphasis.
Det lägger påtrycket.
That gives the punctuation.
Som ger poängteringen.
And Brother Branham read in the English.
Och Brother Branham läste på engelsk.
His voice rising and falling.
Och hans stämme reser sig och faller.
Perfect with the Greek.
Förstående efter den grekiska.
And this Greek kid is an educated person. He's a PhD.
Och denna här grekiska personen, han är en utdannad fyr. Han har PhD.
And he said, what is with this fellow?
Han tänkte, vad är det som är med den här mannen?
What's he doing reading in the Greek?
Vad är han gör med att läsa på grekiska?
He doesn't know the Greek.
Han förstår inte grekiska.
he got confused.
Han blev litt forvirret.
Next night he comes back.
Neste natt så kom han tilbake igjen.
Brother Branham did the same thing.
Brother Branham did the same thing.
Now he didn't do that always.
Han gjorde ikke det alltid.
It was for this boy.
Det var for denne gutten.
And this boy got trapped.
Og denne gutten han ble fanget.
And he became a believer.
Og han ble en troende.
He got to know Brother Branham.
Han ble kjent med Brother Branham.
And one day Brother Branham said, Dave.
Og en dag så sa Brother Branham, Dave.
I'm going to be so and so, come and see me in a meeting.
Jeg skal være her og der, kom og besøk meg i møte.
So Dave said, great, I'll do that.
Han sa, ja, jeg skal gjøre det.
And so he winds up the car and starts the car.
Så han starter opp bilen sin.
Real early in the morning.
Tidlig om morgenen.
He starts driving down the road.
Og begynner å kjøre nedover veien.
And he suddenly remembers.
Og plutselig så husker han.
That all he knows that Brother Branham's in the city.
Og alt han vet at Brother Branham i byen.
He doesn't know where he is.
Han vet ikke hvor han
And he gets to the city.
Så han kommer til denne by.
And the car's running out of gas.
Og bilen blir tom for bensin.
And he thought, I better get off.
Så han tenkte, jeg bør gå av.
And the voice said, no, no.
Han sa, en stemme sa nei.
He went on further.
Han gikk lenger.
And the gas tank looks empty.
Og bensintanken viser tom.
And he said, I gotta get off.
Han sa, jeg må gå av.
And the voice said, not yet.
Ikke ennå.
He doesn't know what he's running on.
Han vet ikke hva slags brennstoff han kjører på.
He gets further down the road.
Han går enda lenger nedover veien.
And the voice says, get off.
Og stemmen sier, gå av.
He drives into the service station.
Han går inn til bensinstasjonen.
To get gas.
For å fylle opp bensin.
A man opens the door.
En mann åpner døren.
And says, good morning, Brother Dave.
Og sier, good morning, Brother Dave.
I've been waiting for you.
God morgen, Brother Dave. Jeg har ventet på deg.
Who was waiting for Brother Dave?
Hva var det som ventet på Brother Dave?
It's always that way with Brother Branham.
Det var alltid den veien med Brother Branham.
But never forget the greatest thing about Brother Branham.
Aldri glem den største tingen med Brother Branham.
Though the miracles were fantastic.
Miraklene, de var helt fantastiske.
And the discerning was tremendous.
Og denne åpenbaringsånden var helt...
It was for one reason.
Det var bare for, men det var for en grunn.
To attract the bride.
For brudens oppmerksomhet.
Remember, it was in 1946.
Husk at det var 1946.
And I believe May 26th.
Og jeg tror det var på mai den 26.
The angel of the Lord appeared.
At Herrens engel kom.
And said, I have come from the presence of God.
Så jeg kommer ifra Guds nærvær.
To bring you a gift of healing.
For å bringe deg in helbredelses nådegave.
To take to the world.
For å ta til verden.
He didn't say he took the gift of healing to the bride.
Han sa ikke å ta denne gaven av helbredelse til bruden.
The bride was in the world and didn't know it.
For bruden var i verden uten å vite om det.
And this supernatural gift attracted her.
Men denne overnaturlige gaven fanget hennes oppmerksomhet.
But to her,
men for henne,
that is the bride,
det bruden,
he brought the word.
Han brakte ordet.
In 1964, when I was working with Brother Branham,
men de arbeidet sammen med Brother Branham.
A very dear young lady,
en veldig kjær ung kvinne,
the daughter of Jack Moore,
Jack Moore's daughter,
had the manuscript for the Church Ages,
hadde manuskript for kirketidene,
and she was going to try to recreate them,
og hun skulle forsøke å arrangere litt forskjellig,
to put them into the book,
for å få dem i bokform,
that would become the Church Ages,
som ville bli kirketidene.
She read the manuscript.
Hun leste manuskriptet.
And she knew she was totally unfamiliar.
Og hun forstod at hun var fullstendig fremmed.
With the doctrine.
Med læresetningene.
So she turned them back to Brother Branham.
Så hun sendte dem tilbake til Brother Branham.
And said, I cannot do it.
Og sa, jeg kan ikke gjøre det.
Brother Branham took the manuscript back.
Brother Branham tog manuskriptet tilbake.
And he felt quite disconsolate. Quite sad.
Og ja, og han følte litt lei seg.
But he shrugged his shoulders.
Han takket for skuldrene.
Said, well, that's all right.
Det all right.
We can't write a book, it's all right.
Hvis ikke vi kan få til en bok, så det all right.
She came to me and said,
så hun kom til meg og sa,
Brother Vale, you have been around Brother Branham.
Og hun sa, Brother Vale, du har vært rundt Brother Branham.
I understand you believe as he believes.
Og jeg forstår at du tror slik som han tror.
Do you think that knowing the doctrine as you do, you could do these manuscripts?
Så hun sa, du vet læren som han tror på det veien du gjør, kan du gjøre dette manuskriptet?
I said, I really don't know.
Og han sa, jeg sa, jeg vet virkelig ikke.
But I'm willing to try.
Men jeg er villig til å prøve.
She said, I've given it to Brother Branham.
Hun sa, jeg har gitt det til Brother Branham.
Because I can't do it.
For jeg kan ikke gjøre det.
It would take 2 years of his time and mine to go into them and do it right.
Og han sa, det vil ta 2 år av hans tid og min for å få det riktig.
She said, would you try to do it?
Hun sa, vil du prøve å gjøre det?
Well, I said, I can sure look at them and see what I can do.
Yes, jag kan se på dem och se vad jag kan göra.
So I went to Brother Branham.
Så jag gick till Brother Branham.
And he said, I'd be glad to have you try.
Och han sa, jag vill vara glad för att du prövar.
So I took the manuscript.
Så jag tog manuskriptet.
I took the books that he gave me to study.
Och jag tog de böcker han gav mig för att studera.
I also took the other manuscripts that I needed.
Och jag tog också de andra manuskripten som jag tänkte.
As many as I thought were profitable.
Så många som jag tänkte ville bli nödvändiga.
Because I was not thoroughly conversant with all that Brother Branham taught.
För det att jag var inte fullständigt överbevist om allt vad Brother Branham
lärde. And I began to study.
Men jag började studera.
I realized that he was putting the church ages
jag var klar över att han placerade kyrketiderna
in a verse by verse form.
I ett vers efter vers form.
So I asked him if he wanted me to continue doing it that way.
Jag frågade honom han önskade att jag skulle göra det fortsatt på denna måten.
And we would make it an exposition.
Och vi försökte få uppsättning.
Using every single verse.
Vi brukade enkelt vers.
Now you will notice that every single verse is not in the original manuscript.
Och det vill säga att vers enkelt vers är inte i originala manuskriptet.
But he wanted them.
Han önskade det.
So what I would do is to study what he said.
Så vad jag vill göra var att studera vad han sa.
And where there was no material,
och var det inte var något material,
I would research what I could.
Jag ville undersöka så mycket som jag kunde.
I would have it typed up.
Jag ville skriva det ner.
On paper this size,
på papper på den storleken,
with fairly good margins,
med nog så goda marginaler,
and at least double spacing,
och dubbel i klar linje mellan varje linje.
It gave him a chance to correct it.
He forgot to have a chance to corrigere me.
To make suggestions,
or for your forespørgsler,
or me to ask him questions,
or for mig til at stille hans spørgsmål.
Sometimes he had these manuscripts.
Somtid så hade han dessa manuskript.
As much as 1 month.
Upp till en månad.
Sometimes shorter.
Någon gång mindre.
Here is an example in my own handwriting. Brother Bill.
Här är ett exempel i min egen skrivning.
Check these thoughts on.
Brother Bill, undersök dessa tankar.
Key of David.
King David.
Key of David.
Oh ja, nöjlen av David.
And see how you feel about them.
Och se vad du feel om dem.
Now here is his daughter's own handwriting.
Och här är hans dotters egen skrivning.
And there is a letter now, I believe.
Och där är ett brev nu, jag tror.
At the home of our brother.
I vårt broders hjem.
In Sheehan.
I Sheehan.
Written in Sister Smith's own handwriting.
I Sister Smith's egen handschrift.
Where she will acknowledge that this is her handwriting.
Att hon vill anerkänna att det är hennes handskrift.
So contrary to what you have heard,
så emot vad jag hennes har hört.
These manuscripts were not read to Brother Branham in a truck.
Att dessa manuskript inte var skrivna till Brother Branham i en lastbil.
As he drove around,
men han körde runt,
and did not know what was in them.
Så inte visste vad som var i dem.
Here is what he said.
Här var han säger.
And here's his daughter's writing.
Och här är hans dotters handskrift.
This is well stated.
Detta är fint placerat.
Christ will reign over all in the millennium.
Att Kristus vill regera över alla i tusenårsriket.
Remember that when Constantine gave the church,
husk att Konstantin gav kyrkan,
Catholic in brackets,
katolik,
its freedom and also it gave it its freedom.
Och gav den katolska kyrkan sin frihet.
And also united church and state.
Också förenade kyrka och stat.
Also making them rich in property.
Också gjorde dem rika på egendom.
Pope on throne.
Den paven på tronen.
Reigning in Christ's stead.
Som regerade i Kristi stead.
They thought the church had entered the millennium.
De trodde att kyrkan hade gått in i tusenårsriket.
While they still reigned in sin and death.
Men de framdeles regerade i synd och död.
But we know that God in the true millennium.
Men vi vet att Gud i det sanna tusenårsriket.
Christ will reign over the earth.
Att Kristus vill regera över jorden.
Where no death or sin will be.
Var ingen synd eller död vill vara.
Also in the back page you can see the same handwriting.
Också på baksidan här kan man se den samma handskrift.
What I want to show you is this.
Vad jag önskar att visa dig är detta.
When Brother Branham said,
då Brother Branham sa,
it's okay if people leave this late, you can go if you care to.
Jag önskar gå nu så kan jag bara gå.
On a certain tape he said,
på speciellt lydbarn så sa
han. The church age book is full of doctrine.
Att kirketiden I boken är full av läresättningar.
Because if we just mention the serpent seed,
for hvis vi bare nævner the serpent seed,
they will say, what is that?
Så vil de sige, hvad det?
So the doctrine must be explained.
Så læren må blive forklaret.
This is how the book was written.
Det er den vejen, som denne bog var skrevet.
At other times, it could not be done that way.
Andre tider, så kunne det ikke blive gjort på den vejen.
I had to go to him.
Jeg måtte gå til ham.
And sit with him.
Og sidde med ham.
On one point alone, I took 4.5 hours.
På en anledning, så tog vi 4.5 time.
This was on the baptism with the Holy Ghost.
Det var med subjektet med Helligånds dåb.
Now before I tell you about it, let me tell you something else.
Men før jeg fortæller dig om det, lad os se noget andet. Fortæl dig noget andet.
One day I suddenly realized.
En dag så blev jeg pludselig klar over.
That I was interpreting Brother Branham.
At jeg fortolkede Brother Branham.
From my own understanding.
Fra min egen forståelse.
Of a fundamental Pentecostal.
Af en fundamental pinsevend.
What other way could I do it?
For hvilken anden måde kunne jeg gøre det?
Knowledge only increases from knowledge.
Kunskap, det er bare for øvrigt en egen kunskap.
You don't do algebra until you learn your ABCs and some mathematics.
Du kan ikke gå til algebra before du kan ABC og så din matematik.
So I realized I'm not thinking his thought.
Så jeg blev klar over, at jeg tænkte ikke hans tankegang.
This changed my whole conception.
Det forandrede min hele opfattning.
And I had to go to him to find out what he was saying.
Og jeg måtte gå til ham for at finde ud, hvad han sa.
So we came to the baptism with the Holy Ghost.
Så vi kom til dåpen med den hellige ånd.
And I knew I was missing it.
Og jeg forstod, at jeg miste det.
It just didn't make sense.
For det var ikke noget sens I det.
Something was wrong.
Det hørtes ikke rett ut, det var noe galt.
I went all the way to Phoenix.
Så jeg gikk den hele vei til Phoenix.
About 1800 miles.
Omkring 1800 mil.
And I said, began talking to Brother Van.
Og jeg begynte å tale samtale med Brother Van.
I said, are you saying this?
Jeg sa, sier du dette?
No, I'm not saying
this. Nei, jeg sier ikke det.
Okay, are you saying this?
Jeg sa, okay, sier du dette da?
No, I'm not.
No, nei, jeg sier ikke det heller.
I was about out of my mind.
Jeg var mest ut av min tankegang.
After 4.5 hours.
Efter 4.5 time.
I said, Brother Branham.
Jeg sa, Brother Branham.
Are you trying to tell me?
Forsøker du å si meg?
That the rebirth.
At den nye fødsel.
And the baptism with the Holy Ghost.
Og dåpen I den hellige ånd.
Is one and the same thing.
En og den samme ting.
And he said, now you've got it, Doc.
Jeg sa, no har du det, Doc.
And I said, hold it right there, Brother Branham.
Hold det rett der, Brother Branham.
What are you going to do about your own two experiences?
Well, yes, I love it. Do you want me to need your two experiences?
Now I'm going to tell you something about Brother Branham.
Mr. Cedar knew him, Brother Branham.
He could be very sharp.
I could be very sharp.
And put you right on the spot.
Og så sætte dig ret på plads.
And he said, "What two experiences?"
Jeg sa, hvilke to oplevelser?
And I can be pretty spunky.
Og jeg kan være lidt ganske sagmodig.
And I said, "You ought to know you had them."
Og jeg sa, jeg kan bli litt sharp også. Og jeg sa. Du skulle vite, for du hadde dem.
I said that one time the cross of light spoke in other tongues, and you ran out rejoicing with sins forgiven.
Den gangen du så det lys I det kors, og du snakket I tunger, og du sprang ut og visste dine synder var tilgitt.
And I said when you talked about rain telling your body the Holy Ghost coming in.
Og den gangen du sa den hellige ånd kom inn I ditt legeme.
I said, what about it?
Hva med det?
Now let me tell you what he did to me.
La meg nå si deg hva han gjorde til meg.
He drew himself up.
Han reiste seg selv opp.
Brother Bale!
Han sa, Brother Bale.
Pointing his finger under my nose.
Take his finger from
me. We don't go by experience.
I said, we go ikke efter opplevelser.
We go by the word of God.
I said, we go efter Herren too.
Now you do what you want. You're
no dear, you're what dear will.
I'm not mad.
Jeg ikke sin.
I'm mad anything.
Jeg ikke sin for noen.
I'm just going to tell you something.
Jeg skal si deg noe.
You weren't there and I was.
Men dere var ikke der, men jeg var.
You didn't lay your last penny on the altar.
Du la ikke den siste skilling på altar.
You didn't lay your life down for a prophet.
Du la ikke ditt liv ned for en profet.
I gave him everything.
Jeg ga han alt.
I gave up my means of living.
Jeg gav op mit levebrød.
I took not one cent from the tabernacle or anybody else.
Jeg tog ikke imod en cent fra tabernaklet eller nogen andre.
I refused Brother Branham to take it out of his pocket.
Og jeg nægtede Brother Branham at tage ud af sin egen lomme.
Because he would have helped me.
For han ville have hjulpet mig.
I laid it all down there.
Jeg lagde alt ned der.
See? I know what I'm talking about.
Jeg ved hvad jeg snakker om.
See? It took me 2 weeks to learn what little I learned about the Lamb's Book of Life.
Det tog mig 2 uger for at lære så lidt som jeg ved om Lammets bog af livet.
And that is so hard to understand. I just barely understand what I wrote.
For det er så hårdt for at forstå at det fremdeles næsten ikke forstår det.
I took 45 minutes on one telephone call.
Jeg tog 45 minutter på et telefonkald.
I was being criticized by a brother.
For jeg blev kritiseret af en bruder.
And he said, Brother Branham does not believe how you're saying it.
Han sagde, Brother Branham tror ikke den vej du siger det.
I got upset.
Så jeg blev lidt oprørt.
Because I was sure I understood how he said it.
Og jeg var sikker på at jeg forstod det, hvad han sagde.
I phoned him that night.
Så jeg ringte ham den kvelden.
And he answered the phone.
Han svarede til telefonen.
As I recall.
Eftersom jeg mindes.
Which is very unusual to get him.
Som er veldig uvanlig at træffe ham.
And I said, I got to talk to you.
Og jeg sagde, jeg må snakke med dig.
He said, fine, Brother Vale, go ahead.
Og han sagde, fint, Brother Vale.
I said, Brother Branham, I'm going to read what I wrote about predestination.
Nu skal jeg læse for dig, hvad jeg har skrevet om predestination forudvælgelse.
I read it.
Jeg læste det.
He had already read it.
Han havde allerede læst det.
And passed on it.
Og så placerede det til mig igen.
And I said, have I got it right?
Og så har jeg fået det rigtigt.
He said, yes, you got it right.
Og han sagde, ja, du har det rigtigt.
And I said, hold it, Brother Branham.
Og han sagde, jeg sagde, stop der, Brother Branham.
I am going to tell you what I mean.
Jeg skal nu sige dig, hvad jeg mener.
Then you tell me if you mean the same thing.
Og så må du sige mig, om du mener den samme ting.
I broke it down word by word.
Jeg tog det ned ord for ord.
I went into more scripture.
Jeg gik into mere skriftord.
I explained it.
Jeg forklarede det.
And then I said, Brother Branham, is that what you mean?
Jeg sagde, Brother Branham, er det den vejen du mener det?
He said, exactly, Brother Branham.
Jeg sagde, akkurat, Brother Branham.
And here's some more scripture.
Og her er mere skriftord.
Now I want you to do something for me.
Nu vil jeg, at der skal gøre noget for mig.
Because it seems some people can understand better even than a lot of preachers can understand.
For det ser ud for, at mange folk kan forstå mere, end mange predikanter kan.
I want you to get the Israel series. The Israel series.
Nu vil jeg, at jeg skal få tag i det Israel series.
And I think it's Israel at the Red Sea, but I'm not sure.
Og jeg tror, at det den boken i Israel med det røde hav, men jeg er ikke sikker.
Brother Branham had preached on the sovereignty of God.
Brother Branham havde forkyndt om Guds suverænitet.
Which is election and predestination.
Som er udvælgelse og forudbestemmelse.
And he left his church for a while.
Og han gik fra sin menighed for en tid.
Then he came back.
Så kom han tilbake.
And he found the people disbelieving in it.
Og han fandt, at folkene, de var vantro imot det.
And he said, what happened to you?
Og han sagde, hvad er det, som har hendt til dere?
You've become a cult. You've become a cult.
Og det der har blivet en kult. A cult.
For not believing.
For ikke at tro.
And he dressed them down like I've never heard him say.
Og han afklædte det der, som du aldrig har hørt før.
Now listen. We have, it seems like, strange doctrine.
Det ser ud for, at vi har nogle fremmede læresætninger.
Serpent seed sounds very strange.
Så slangen seed, den ser lidt rart ud.
If you like, I will preach on it, letter by letter and scripture by scripture.
Hvis jeg vil, så skal jeg prædike om den, skriftord for skriftord og ord for ord.
I'll be glad to do it for you.
Jeg vil gøre det for dig.
I can show you point by point what the prophet said is the word of God in this Bible.
Jeg kan vise dig, hvad profeten sagde, hvad Herrens ord i denne Bibel.
I can show you that woman was the tree.
Jeg kan vise dig, at denne kvinde var træet.
I can prove by scripture, word by word, that it was absolutely sex in the garden.
Og jeg kan vise dig ord for ord, at absolut det var sex der i haven.
There is no doubt, every word he said is thus saith the Lord.
Jeg har ingen tvivl om, at hvert ord han sagde var så siger Herren.
But what is wrong? People just don't want to believe what he said.
Men hvad som er galt, er at folk ikke vil tro på hvad han sagde.
They want to compare it with what they think.
De ønsker at sammenligne med hvad de selv tænker.
What does it matter with you and I think?
Hvad betyder det med mig og det tænker?
You ever heard a man debate?
Har du nogen gange hørt en mand som er i diskussion?
And one man says, I think.
Og en anden mand siger, jeg tænker.
The other guy says, I think.
Og han siger, jeg tænker.
What does it matter what you and I think?
Vad betyder vad mig och det här tänker?
What does it matter?
Det betyder något.
My brother's an engineer.
Vad bor här är en ingenjör.
What if he thought a certain valve he put in was the right valve and it wasn't?
Hvis han tænkte på, at en kran, som han putter ind det, om det var den rette eller den gale.
Now you tell him, brother, what good you thinking it did? No good, right?
Men bror her, hvad vil du sige, hvis du putter en gale eller rette?
We've got a thus saith the Lord message.
Vi har så siger Herren budskab.
I don't understand it all.
Jeg forstår ikke alt.
I'm not in the authority on it.
Jeg ikke noget autoritet over det.
I was privileged to study under William Branham.
Jeg var privilegeret til at studere dette under William Branham.
In many cases, he told me what to believe and why I should believe it.
I mange tilfælde så sagde han, hvad jeg skulle tro og hvorfor jeg skulle tro det.
When he said, "Put your own thinking aside," he meant it.
Når han sagde, lad din egen tankegang gå til side, så mente han det.
Now you don't start putting aside, say, "Lord, I put my thinking aside."
Du starter ikke sådan at sige, Herren, når jeg skal lade min tankegang på
fra. So that you can tell me what Sister Smith is going to do and Brother Brown.
Så du kan fortælle mig, hvad både Sister Smith og Sister Brown skal gøre.
That's very sweet.
Det er jo fint.
But that's not it.
Men det er ikke det.
It's when it comes to what he wrote from this Bible.
Det kommer til når han, hvad han skrev fra denne Bibel.
What his message was contained from here.
At hans budskab var taget ud fra her.
You and I put every one of our thoughts aside.
Må hver og en af os tage vores egen tanke til side.
Because you and I can prove nothing.
For mig og dig kan ikke bevise noget.
Brother, sister, listen to me.
Brother og søster, hør på mig.
I want to pin your faith back to the prophet's word and only the prophet's word.
Jeg vil få deres tro tilbage på profetens ord og bare profetens ord.
When I talked about myself, I did it for a purpose.
Når jeg talte om mig selv, så gjorde jeg det for en hensigt.
It's veiled except to those who understand why I said it.
Det er skjult for dem som ikke forstår hvorfor jeg sagde det.
But don't get this idea.
Men ikke få den idé.
That I'm an authority. I'm not.
At jeg er en autoritet.
Don't listen to the veil.
Ikke hør efter for veil.
Listen to those tapes.
Hør på disse lydbånd.
Check what I say by those tapes.
Check what jeg siger med disse
lydbånd. Check what you say by those tapes.
Check hvad du siger.
Remember what he said. He said, "Once you see this message,
so snart you see dette budskap,
that's all you will see in the Word."
Det er hvad du vil se i ordet.
Then do you see in the Word?
Ser du det i ordet?
Then look for it.
So se for det.
And if you don't see it here,
og hvis du ikke ser det her,
then you know you haven't got what the prophet said.
Så forstår du at du har ikke profeten.
Listen to me. He corrected the errors.
Han korrigerte den
fejlagtige.
In here, denne bogen så korrigerte.
I never sent him a blank piece of paper.
Allah sendte ham et blankt papirbøde.
Neither do you have a blank piece of paper.
Nej, heller ikke har du et blankt papir.
You are fundamental thinkers to begin with.
Du er fundamentale tænkere til at begynde med.
That's your Pentecostal thinker.
Kanskje du en pinsevend.
So was I.
Så var jeg.
And I found out I was thinking different thoughts from his.
Or you find you a tank to underwills and hang you up.
You got to put your thinking aside.
So you must have an egg and tank hunk to see this.
You got to go right here, not here, but to the book.
You must go right here to the book.
From what the prophet said.
From what prophet said.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Jeg skal fortælle dig noget.
If you believe what he said.
Hvis dere tror hvad han sa.
And you're seeing.
Og du ser det.
You'll see it from Genesis to Revelation.
You will see it if Tosca Mosebok said open born.
He said the seventh seal.
Han sa the seventh seal.
Started back in Genesis.
The begynte tilbake I of Mosebok.
Who will tell me what it is?
Hvem vil fortelle meg hva det er?
I can't tell.
Jeg kan ikke fortelle deg.
Until a man can.
Until a man come.
And identify what the prophet said.
Og så identifisert hva profeten sa.
He's not telling me anything.
Han forteller ikke meg noe.
Because the prophet said when you see it.
For profeten sa når du ser det.
Spiritual understand.
Med den åndelige underforståelse.
You see it here.
Du vil få se det her.
Precept upon precept.
Ja, linje på linje.
Line upon line.
Linje på linje.
Word upon word.
Ord på ord.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. I didn't believe he sent the prophet.
I,
I didn't believe he sent a prophet.
Oh, jeg trodde ikke han ville sende en profet.
How could I? I didn't know he sent one.
Well, for jeg visste ikke han hadde sendt en.
But he sent one.
Han sendte en.
And you know how we knew?
Og vet du hvorfor vi vet?
Because God revealed.
For det Gud åpenbarte.
Through manifesting.
Med stadfestelse.
His scripture.
Med stadfestelse sitt ord.
In human flesh.
I menneskelig kjød.
There's many mysteries we don't understand.
Der mange hemmeligheter som vi ikke forstår.
That Brother Branham preached.
Som Brother Branham forkynte.
Don't worry about it.
Ikke bry deg om det.
Don't try to figure it.
Ikke forsøke å tenke dem ut.
Because he said the harder you try to figure.
For han sa, det mer du forsøker å tenke dem ut.
The worst mistakes you make.
Det større misforståelse vil du få.
If it's hard to understand.
Hvis det hardt til å forstå.
Just wait for it.
Bare vent for det.
Maybe he's got to manifest it.
Kanskje han må stadfeste det.
And when he does, you'll see it.
Og når han gjør, så vil du se
det. He said, behold, I send you the prophet.
Og så sier jeg sender deg en profet.
He said that in the Bible.
Han sa det i Bibelen.
And he said to me, behold, I'll send my prophet out of the north.
Og han sa til meg, sier jeg vil sende min profet i Kanu.
And that's Bible.
Det Bibelen.
And he did it.
Og han gjorde det.
And I knew he was a prophet.
Og jeg vet han var en profet.
But didn't know what time.
Men bare I en slag.
I didn't know he was Malachi 4:5.
Jeg visste ikke at han var Malachias 4:6.
I didn't know he'd restore.
Jeg visste ikke at han skulle restaurere.
But he did.
Men han gjorde.
You ready to go home?
Er du klar for å gå hjem?
Anybody want to go home? You're free.
Ja, men hvis noen ønsker å gå hjem nå, så kan man gå.
Men han sier det. I want to talk about his death.
Jeg skal fortelle deg om hans død.
I had a dream about Brother Branham.
Jeg hadde en drøm om Brother Branham.
I was at the tabernacle on a cold, peculiar night.
Jeg var I tabernaklet på en kald, spesiell natt.
It was dark and dismal.
Det var mørkt og trist.
You know, like when a cold fog comes in.
Just når en mørk tåke kommer inn.
We were milling around the outside.
Vi gikk rundt der på utsiden.
And somebody said, Brother Branham's dead.
Og noen sa, Brother Branham død.
In fact, I believe they said he's been killed.
Jeg tror de sa, han blitt drept.
And I said, he is not dead.
Og jeg sa, han ikke død.
Now, I said it as though somebody might say, this is a bunch of roses. And I said, that is not a bunch of roses.
Og jeg sa, dette ikke noen rose.
That's how I said, he is not dead.
Det den veien jeg sa, han ikke død.
I was saying it.
Jeg sa det.
I couldn't believe that he would be dead.
Jeg kunne ikke tro at han var død.
It was too foreign to me.
Det var så vondt for meg.
We milled around the outside.
Vi gikk rundt på utsiden.
Pretty soon somebody came.
Så kom der noen.
He said, Billy Paul is here.
Så sa Billy Paul her.
His daddy is dead.
Og sa at hans far død.
And I said, he'll rise the third day.
Og jeg sa, han vil reise opp igjen på den tredje dag.
Now listen, I said it.
Jeg sa det.
Wasn't a voice speaking through me.
Det var ikke stemmen, Herrens stemme snakket gjennom meg.
It wasn't God.
Det var ikke Gud.
I knew what I was saying.
Jeg visste hva jeg sa.
I said it, and the dream left.
Jeg sa det, og drømmen ditt.
I told Brother Branham.
Jeg fortalte det til Brother Branham.
And by this time he knew he was going.
Og med denne tid så visste han at han skulle gå.
He said nothing.
Han sa ingenting.
And because he said nothing, I said to him.
Og fordi han ikke sa noe, så sa jeg.
You know, Brother Branham.
Så du vet, Brother Branham.
You have been off the scene for so long.
Han sa, du har blitt av scenen nå for så lang tid.
And your meeting's so small.
Og dine møter så små.
When compared to others.
Når sammenlignet med andre.
That people actually think you're dead.
At folk virkelig tenker at du død.
And I kind of smiled at him, he smiled back.
Og han smilte, og jeg smilte tilbake.
I said, yeah.
Han sa, ja.
Just the other day, somebody said to me, William Branham is no longer living, is he?
Den andre dagen fra noen som sa til meg, William Branham, han fremdeles I livet.
I said, he sure is living.
Og jeg sa, ja, han fremdeles I livet.
I was just with him.
Jeg just var ved ham.
And I said, you know what I believe that dream means?
Og du, jeg sa til ham, vet du hva jeg tror om drømmen mener?
He said, what?
Hva?
What should I tell you?
Jeg skal fortelle deg.
When Paul was on earth, he had a great ministry.
Da Paulus var på denne jord, hadde han en stor gjerning.
And it faded.
Og den minket.
Jesus had a great ministry.
Jesus hadde en stor gjerning.
And it faded.
And then gikk langsomt tilbake.
Peter had a great ministry.
Peter hadde en stor gjerning, og den også faded tilbake.
Everybody that had a great ministry, their ministry faded.
Alle som hadde en stor gjerning. Then yearning in this book.
Now I believe the death signifies the fading of your ministry.
Well, jeg tror at denne drømmen om døden visste den att din gärning visste bort.
But I'm looking to see that you've got a greater ministry than ever.
Men jag ser fram till att du ska få en större gärning än någon gång.
He said, well, could be.
Han sa, ja, det kunde hända.
That ended it.
Och det var slutet på det.
But he went back to Tucson.
Men han gick tillbaka till Tucson.
Before he did, though,
men tror han gick.
He went up in the attic of his house.
Så gick han upp på loftet på sitt hus.
He searched about a half a morning.
Han gick runt en halv morgon.
Or how long it took.
Eller hur lång det tog.
And he brought down two photographs.
Var två ner två fotografier.
One of his wife.
Ett av hans kone.
And one of himself.
Och ett av hans själv.
When they were very young.
Då de var väldigt unga.
And he took the picture of squirrels again.
Han sa, jag vill alla jakta ekon där.
In every way he could, he told her he was gone.
På alla måter som han kunde så fortällde han henne att han skulle gå.
And then she said, Bill, why do you talk that way?
Och hans kone sa till honom, Bill, varför snackar du på den måten?
You may have lost some of your hair.
Han sa, du må ha mistet noe av ditt hår.
It may be a little gray.
Kanskje det litt grått.
But the doctors say you're like a young man.
Men doktoren sier at du som en ung mann.
You're going to live for a long time.
Du skal leve for en lang tid.
He turned his head.
Han snudde sitt hode.
The tears gushed down his cheeks where he
was. Og tårene rant ned hans kinn.
He drove down the road.
De kjørte ned veien.
The house he wanted for her.
Det huset som han ønsket hun skulle ha.
Was now finally ready.
Var nå endelig ferdig.
He'd ordered furniture.
Han hadde bestilt møbler.
But somehow the salesman hadn't turned the slip in.
Men på en eller annen måte så hadde ikke salgsmannen bestillingen.
He took his daughter and went to Houston. Phoenix.
Han tok sin datter og gikk til Phoenix.
He shopped all day with her.
Han handlet hele dagen med henne.
Got furniture for every room in the house.
Fikk møbler for alle rom i huset.
So he could move it all in.
Så han kunne flytte alt inn.
And he did something that William Branham had never done before.
Og han gjorde noe som William Branham aldri hadde gjort før.
He never chided anybody.
He never
chided anybody.
Oh, han aldrig chided.
Chided like scolded anybody.
Oh, han aldrig, you can say, brølte på noen.
He never was firm and strong with anybody.
Han aldrig var sådan veldig, veldig strikt og streng med noen.
Or threatened anybody.
Eller truet noen.
But he said to the furniture company.
Men han sa til det møbel company.
If that furniture is not in my home by next Monday noon.
Han sa, hvis ikke disse møbler i mitt hus neste mandags middag.
It's going right back.
Så skal det gå rett tilbake igjen.
You have no say.
Du har ingen salg.
The furniture is in by Monday noon.
Møblene var inne ved middagstid om mandag.
Brother Branham never spent one day in that house.
Brother Branham var aldri en dag i det huset.
But he wanted something nice for his wife.
Han ønsket noe fint for sin hustru.
So God gave him that house.
Så Gud ga han det huset.
He'd already told her previously.
Han hadde allerede fortalt henne før.
Meeting. We don't need to live in Tucson anymore.
Han sa, vi kan ikke leve her i Tucson lenger.
My work is done in Arizona.
Så mitt arbeid er over i Arizona.
You tell me where you want to live.
Du sier meg hvor du ønsker å leve.
Arizona.
Arizona.
Colorado. Back in Jeffersonville.
Tilbake til Jeffersonville.
Whatever you want.
Hva som helst du ønsker.
You can have it.
Du kan ha det.
Well, she couldn't make up her mind.
Men hun kunne ikke bestemme seg.
So, he built the house there.
Så han bygde huset for henne der.
Now. It's about time to go to Jeffersonville.
No, I don't spend time to go tomorrow to Jeffersonville.
Thursday night is rolling around.
Torsdag kveld and go.
He makes the phone call to Brother Collins.
Han ringer opp til Brother Collins.
Brother Collins had talked to him for several weeks.
Brother Collins hadde ikke snakket til han for mange uker.
He had misunderstood the church age book.
Han hadde misforstått kirketiden.
Because he, being a Methodist,
for han som var Methodist,
was interpreting in the light of Methodism.
Han fortolket det i linjen med metodister.
And he said, Brother Branham, that book is full of mistakes, isn't it?
Og han sa til Brother Branham, den boken er full av mange mistakes.
He said, Brother Vale just wrote that book on his own and you said it was okay.
Og han sa, Brother Vale bare skrev den boken på sin egen måte, og du sa det var all right.
And he said, I thought Brother Branham was just polite.
Og han sa, jeg tenkte Brother Branham bare var vennlig.
And wouldn't say one word against Brother Vale.
Og ikke ville si et ord imot Brother Vale.
And he didn't say a word to me.
Og han sa ikke et ord til meg.
And he said it became an obsession. I thought that book was really wrong. And he said, Brother Branham, let me stew. Excuse me, Brother Branham, let me just worry. But the Thursday night before he left,
men torsdag kvelden før han gikk,
he phoned Brother Collins home.
Så ringte han opp Brother Collins hjem.
And Brother Collins was not home.
Og Brother Collins var ikke hjemme.
But he said to his wife,
han sa til hans søster,
it's all right, Sister Collins.
Han sa, det er all right, Sister Collins.
I'm leaving tomorrow morning.
Jeg skal gå i morgen tidlig.
And Wilbur will not need to phone me back.
Wilbur, han trenger ikke ringe meg opp igjen.
I just want you to give him this one message.
Jeg vil bare du skal bringe ham dette ene budskap.
He is wrong in his thinking.
At han gal i sin tanke.
The Church Age book is not wrong.
At kirketiden ikke gal.
It is right.
Det riktig.
The next morning he left.
Den neste morgen så forlot han huset.
And for the only time in his life.
Og for den eneste gang i sitt liv.
He did not kneel with his family and pray for safety.
Han knelte ikke ned med sin familie og ba om sikkerhet.
He went to Brother Welch Evans.
He went to Brother
Welch Evans.
Han gikk til Brother Welch Evans.
Who has a garage.
Som har et verksted.
Is an excellent body man.
Han en god en til å fikse opp biler.
And a mechanic.
Og en mekaniker.
And tried to persuade him.
Og forsøkte å overtale han.
To follow him to Jeffersonville.
Til å følge med han til Jeffersonville.
But he didn't think he could go at that time.
Men han følte ikke han kunne gå på den tiden.
But you can see by all the evidence.
Men jeg kan se med alle ting.
That Brother Branham knew.
At Brother Branham visste.
He was meeting his death.
At han skulle møte sin død.
It was not, I suppose, until the last 2 weeks.
Det var ikke til om 22 siste uker.
That he really realized how he would go.
At han visste hvordan han ville gå.
Because he'd already told of the vision.
For han allerede fortalt et syn.
How that he saw his body crumpled and crushed.
At han så sitt legeme forstendig kan si knust.
And there was a hole in his throat.
At det var et hull i hans hals.
He told Sister Down.
Han fortalte Sister Down.
That it's possible he could be a martyr.
At kanskje han kunne bli en martyr.
That somebody would shoot him.
At noen ville skyte ham.
But the fact is.
Men faktum er.
The tracheotomy. Where they cut a hole in his throat.
Og det var når de måtte kutte et hull i hans hals.
This is what the hole was.
Det var hva hullet var.
And his body was terribly crushed.
Og hans legeme var veldig knust.
I don't know if you heard about his funeral.
Jeg vet ikke om dere har hørt om hans begravelse.
Not the day he was buried.
Ikke den dagen han var begravet.
But the eulogy.
Men den minnelse.
The different ministers spoke. And when we went outside, an airplane formed a white mark across the sky.
It flew, formed a white mark over the sky.
Where there was already a tall white cloud.
There was already in white sea.
And it formed a cross.
Or it formed a cross.
And the sun,
solen,
which you cannot look at with your naked eye.
Som du ikke kan se på med dine nakne øyne.
Could be looked at with the naked eye.
Kunne bli sett på med nakne øyne.
And it was visibly jumping like this.
Det var helt tydelig at det jumpet opp og ned.
Which cannot be seen without special glasses.
Som ikke kan bli sett uten spesielle kikker.
For the sun actually does that.
For solen i virkeligheten gjør det.
The sun would turn red.
Solen vil bli rød.
It would turn black.
Det vil bli svart.
It would turn purple.
Det vil bli purple.
And at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Og 4 o'clock om ettermiddagen.
From the left hand side of the sun.
På den venstre siden av solen.
There dropped clouds of blood red to the earth.
Der dryppte bloddråper ned på jorden.
So when the sun came between the clouds. The sun was behind the cloud, and the cloud was between the sun and the white building.
Solen var bak skyen, og denne skyen var mellom solen og den hvite bygningen.
The building turned pink.
At bygningen den ble helt pink, det var lyserød.
And from the right-hand side,
og fra den høyre siden,
clouds of pure gold dropped to the earth.
Skyer av gold droppet ned på jorden.
And when the cloud came between the sun and the white building,
og da solen kom mellom den hvite skyen og den hvite bygningen.
It would turn gold.
Så vil det bli så som gull.
And you could stand and watch.
Og du kunne stå og se på det.
And suddenly hands appeared on the sun.
Og plutselig en hånd kom til syne.
Like a clock.
Just som en klokke.
What it meant, I don't know.
Hva det mente, det vet jeg ikke.
But the little hand.
Men den lille visoren.
Was about 2 minutes before the 12.
Var omtrent 2 minutes før 12.
And the big hand was on the 4.
Og den store visoren var på 4.
Could it be the end of the fifth seal? Fourth seal?
Could it be the end of the fifth seal?
I don't know.
Jeg vet ikke.
The bride goes in the fourth seal.
The bride goes up to the fifth seal.
I cannot tell.
Jeg kan ikke si.
But I know God was giving a last great salute to a great cross.
Men jeg vet at Gud var gav et stort salut til det store fifth.
I believe he was that one that God sent.
Jeg tror at han var den som Gud sendte.
You say, Brother Vail, is he coming back?
Du säger Brother Vail, come on tillbaka.
He certainly will in the resurrection, or I have
ja,
no hope.
Ja, han vill i uppståndelsen, eller så har jag heller no hope.
Will he do something then?
Vill han göra något then?
I don't know.
Jag vet inte.
I have no answer.
Jag har inget svar på det.
If I had an answer, I'd say it.
Hvis jag hade svar skulle jag säga det.
But I will not speculate.
Men jag vill inte spekulera om det.
I feel many people speculate, but I cannot.
Jag føler at mange folk spekulerer, men jeg kan ikke.
I have no word for it.
Jeg har ikke noe ord for det.
I have nothing he said.
Jeg har ingenting som han sa.
I know he said he wouldn't go until his work was finished.
Jeg vet han sa han ville ikke gå før hans gjerning var over.
I know he said when that great one came, he would decrease, and the great one would increase.
Jeg vet at han sa når den store kommer, så ville han increase, og han ville forminke.
I don't know, but I believe that great one could have been Joshua.
Men jeg vet at den store, det kunne ha vært Joshua.
Or rather, is Joshua.
Who
is the Holy Spirit?
Som en helion.
And we are the Caleb.
Og vi de Caleb.
Who believe the word?
Som tror på ordet.
But I'm dedicated to what he said.
Men jeg forstår overbevist om hva han sa.
I might not have to understand it all.
Kanskje jeg har ikke forstå det alt.
But I got to believe it all.
Men jeg må tro det alt.
I don't know what all his visions meant. They were his visions, not mine.
Jeg vet ikke hva alle hans syner betydde, for det var hans syner, ikke mine.
I don't understand all the doctrine.
Jeg forstår ikke alle lærer.
But I know one thing.
Men jeg vet en ting.
He's right.
Han rett.
Because God answered back.
For Gud svarte den mannen.
For when he said, "Thus saith the Lord,"
for når han sa, "Så sier Herren,"
the Lord brought it to pass.
Herren gjorde det bestått.
And the Bible says, "You fear that man."
Og Bibelen sier at det skal frykte sånn mann.
That's in Deuteronomy.
The fifth Mosebook.
And in the book of Acts, the third chapter,
ja, første gjerning.
It says, "You hear that man."
At jeg skal høre den mannen.
That's where I stand.
Det hvor jeg står.
They asked the prophet a question.
Jeg spurte profeten et spørsmål.
Brother Branham, what does it mean?
Brother Branham, hva betyr det?
When that was his perfect is coming.
Når det perfekte kommer.
He said, what is perfect but God?
Han sa, hva er det perfekte som tar en Gud?
And who is God but the Word?
Hvem er som er Gud om ikke ordet?
And by his grace,
og ved hans nåde,
we believe we have the perfect revelation.
Så tror vi at vi har den perfekte åpenbaring.
Of the Word for this hour.
Av ordet for denne tid.
The Lord bless you.
Gud velsigne dig.
I hope that this talk has been of some value to you.
Jeg håper at denne talen har vært noe verdi for
deg. To understand things in the prophet's life.
Så du kan forstå ting i profetens liv.
To also understand what little tiny place I had.
Så også forstå den lille plassen som jeg har.
And I did speak tonight in my defense, and I make no apologies.
Og jeg har i kveld snakket i mitt forsvar, og jeg skylder meg ikke.
Because many things have been said that are wrong about the church age book.
For mange ting har blitt sagt om kirketidsboken som er rett.
I have been accused by Americans.
Jeg har blitt anklaget av amerikanere.
That I led Brother Branham astray.
At jeg ledde Brother Branham på villspor.
That I taught him the doctrine.
At jeg lærte ham disse læresetninger.
I would be very flattered.
Jeg ville være kry hvis det var sånn.
If I gave him any thoughts at all.
Hvis jeg gav ham noen tankeganger i det hele tatt.
Even just about having a good meal.
Bare det å ha et godt måltid.
I never taught him this word.
Jeg aldri forklarte ham dette ord.
He taught me.
Han lærte meg.
I'm the one who had to learn.
Jeg den som måtte lære.
When he first talked to me about serpent seed.
Når han først fortalte meg om slangen selv.
I don't see it.
Jeg sa, jeg kan ikke se det.
I said, I know some do.
Jeg vet at noen gjør.
But I said to me, what does it matter?
Jeg sa til meg selv,
if it was an apple, a pancake, who cares?
Jeg sa, hvis det var eple eller en pannekake,
it was disobedient.
Det var ulydighet.
Isn't that enough?
Er ikke det nok?
And he said, no.
Han sa, nei.
Now I know why.
Nå vet jeg hvorfor.
He taught me about the rapture.
Han fortalte meg om opprykkelsen.
I used to believe we went through the tribulation.
Jeg trodde at vi måtte gå gjennom fengsel.
It's right in the book, I think, called Oneness, where he talks about it.
Jeg trodde det var i boken som kalt Enhet, hvor han snakket om det.
But he showed where it was.
Men han forklarte hvor det var.
I simply did my best what I could with the book.
Jeg gjorde det beste jeg kunne med den boken.
And I want you to know what really transpired.
Men jeg vet at jeg vil at jeg skal forstå hva alt som hendte.
Not to say anything against anybody else. That's their business.
Ikke for å si noen ting mot noen andre. Det får være deres egen sak.
But this time I'm in the pulpit.
Men denne gangen så står jeg med en talerstol.
Not somebody else.
Ikke noen andre.
And I love you with all my heart.
Men jeg elsker deg med hele mitt hjerte.
And for defending myself, that is not the purpose.
Og for å forsvare meg selv, det er ikke mitt, det var ikke hva jeg mente.
But I want you to know this.
Men jeg vil at jeg skal forstå dette.
The church age book was written for one thing primarily.
At kirketidsboken var skrevet for en hensikt.
That was for the doctrine.
Det var for læresetningene.
And an exposition.
Og så en oppsettelse.
Of the church age.
Av kirketiden.
And you'll find a great controversy over 1977.
Og du vil finde en der er mere misforståelse og diskussion i 1977.
Many people are very upset about it. Why I do not know.
Mange mennesker er veldig opphisset om det. Jeg vet ikke hvorfor.
Let me tell you something right now, my brother and my sister.
Jeg sier det nå rett nå, min bror og søster.
I am not going to boast now.
Jeg skal ikke skryte nå.
But I'm going to tell you something for your good.
Jeg skal sier det nå for deres eget godt.
And I'm willing to put it on record.
Og jeg er villig til å skrive det ned.
The story went around the world for years.
At denne fortellingen gikk rundt verden for årevis.
That Brother Branham had seven great visions.
At Broder Branham hadde syv store åpenbaringer.
Then there was another vision where a hand came out and turned the calendar.
At der kom en hånd fram, og så turnte kalenderen.
They said 1977.
Og så sa 1977.
I wrote that down as part of the book.
Jeg skrev det ned som part av boken.
And he read it.
Og han leste det.
And he said, Brother Bale, where did you get this?
Og han sa, Brother Bale, hvor fikk du det fra?
Well, I said, I got it from what was supposed to be you.
Ja, jeg fikk det fra noen som det skulle, det var meningen som kom fra deg.
He said, I didn't say it.
Han sa, jeg har aldri sagt det.
Well, I said, you must have, because it's supposed to be on tape and everybody says it.
Han sa, jeg sa, du må ha sagt det, for det skal være på tape at du har sagt det.
Let me just show you what kind of man Brother Branham was.
Nå viste det hvilken mann Brother Branham var.
He said, Brother Bale, I've got a very poor memory.
Han sa, Brother Bale, jeg har en dårlig hukommelse.
Maybe I could have had the vision and forgot it.
Kanskje jeg kunne hatt det synet som glemte.
But he said, we've got one little way to prove it.
Men han sa, vi har en vei vi kan bevise det.
He said, I'll bring my vision book tomorrow.
Jeg skal ta med min bok med alle synene i morgen.
And if I had that vision, it's in the book.
Og hvis jeg hadde det synet, så er det i boken.
So I said, very well, Brother Bannon.
Så jeg sa, det er fint på det morgenen.
He brought the vision book Sunday morning.
Og han brakte denne boken søndag morgen.
He said, come in the car, Brother Vane.
Han sa, kom inn i bilen her, Brother Vane.
We went through the book.
Vi gikk gjennom boken.
No hand flipping the calendar.
Der var ingenting at en hånd som løfter kalenderen.
Now, when we discuss these things.
Når vi diskuterer disse ting.
That 1977 was not to be taken.
At 1977 var ikke meningen at det skulle bli oppfattet.
As either for the rapture.
Som for det skulle bli opprykkelsen.
Or for being placing you right in the millennium.
Eller for å plassere deg i tusenårsriket.
It is a date which is a pivot point.
Det er en dato som er et milestone, milepæle.
So it could go one side or the other.
At det er høydepunktet, det skal gå en vei eller en annen vei.
The idea is,
ideen er,
simply to know that this is the age.
Til enkelt til å vite at dette er tiden.
Now the book says,
og boken sier,
by divine inspiration.
At med overnaturlig inspiration.
And many people don't understand what the divine inspiration was.
Mange folk forstår ikke hva overnaturlig inspiration var.
It's simple.
Det er enkelt.
You've read it.
Jeg har lest det.
It's the seventh vision.
Det er de syv syner.
And according to how fast the first five came to pass,
og så ifølge så fort som de fem første syner gikk i oppfyllelse.
He felt the last two would be fulfilled by 77.
Han følte at de siste to ville bli oppfylt innen 77.
And what was the last one?
Og hva var den siste?
The blowing up of America.
Det er eksplosjonen av Amerika.
Which, as I recall,
som er ifølge min egen hukommelse.
He said, we would get a bomb and the Vatican would get a bomb at the same time.
Han sa, vi vil bli bombardert og Vatikanet bli bombardert på den samme tid.
Now I'm just about positive that's what he said, though I can't recall him today.
Jeg er temmelig sikker på at det var han sa, men jeg kan ikke si for tre.
So you can see what it's all about.
Så jeg kan se hva det var alt om.
No date was set as to be an exact date.
Ingen dato var satt til å være en akkurat dato.
But it's in the vicinity.
Men det er i det området omkring.
Now remember, as it was in the days of Noah.
Nå husk på at det var som i Noahs dager.
God slowed down in mercy.
Gud, hans nåde begynte å minke.
Is this another example of slowing down?
Er det en annen vei å vise på at Guds nåde holder på å ta slutt?
So don't ever worry about dates.
Så alle bryr deg om datoer.
It's foreign to Brother Branham to worry about dates. He didn't believe in it.
The hate remnant for Brother Branham would think about Dr. upon putting about it.
He said, listen to me.
I said, hear from me.
This message foreruns the second coming of Christ.
I said, this budskap skal vel forløpe for Kristi annen komme.
It could be 10 years from now.
Det kunne bli 10 år fra nå.
Or 20 years from now.
Og 20 år fra nå.
Or 100.
Og 100.
But then again tomorrow.
Men du kan också se i morgon.
So don't worry about day.
Så alla bryr dig om dagen.
Stay with the word.
Stå med ordet.
Because he was right.
För han var riktig.
And as you stay with that word, I know God revealed you.
Och hvis du står med det ordet, så vet jeg at Gud vil åpenbare for deg.
Now again, I extend to you an invitation.
Nå igjen vil jeg invitere dere.
As long as I am here.
Så lenge som jeg her.
And you think you can have any possible use of whatever I can do for you?
Hvis dere tror dere kan ha noe hjelp av hva jeg kan gjøre for dere,
I am here to help.
Så vil jeg være her og hjelpe dere.
And I'm not as mean as I sound.
Jeg er ikke så hard som jeg høres ut for.
And I'm not grouchy.
Og jeg er ikke grouchy.
What I do,
hva jeg gjør,
when I come to a principle,
når jeg kommer til et standpunkt,
I may be very hard.
Jeg kan bli veldig hard.
And I may be firm.
Og streng.
And sometimes it sounds like I'm a little extreme. But I mean nothing to anybody as individual.
Men jeg mener ikke noen ting til noen enkelte.
No harm to anybody.
Ingen skade til noen.
So if I can help you,
så hvis jeg kan hjelpe dere,
you want to ask any question,
jeg kan spørre meg hvilke som helst spørsmål,
anything at all,
alt,
if there's any knowledge I know,
hvis det ingen min kunnskap,
I'll be glad to share.
Så vil jeg hjelpe dere.
Just look at me as your brother. I'm not a fount of all knowledge.
Jeg er ikke en kilde av all kunnskap.
I'm not an authority.
Jeg er ikke en autoritet.
And I'm not a leader.
Og jeg er ikke en leder.
And I don't ask you to listen to what I say.
Og jeg spør deg ikke til å høre hva jeg sier.
But I trust by the grace of God.
Men jeg stoler på ved Herrens nåde.
I'll be able to say what the prophet said.
At jeg vil være i stand til å si hva profeten sa.
What is in the word.
Som i ordet.
And the Bible said, you listen to him.
Og Bibelen sier, du hører på ham.
And he's the only one.
Og han den eneste.
And I'm trying to be the kind of a man.
For jeg prøver å bli den slags mann.
That would point you to the word of a vindicated
Som vil vise deg til ordet statistikere.
I trust you understand.
Jeg stoler på at jeg forstår.
May the Lord bless you.
Må Herren velsigne. Kan jeg reise oss opp?